speckles all over my stuff now.
No, make sure you lick your fingers through the entire show too, you slob.
Yeah. What, you can't? Why you gotta hate on me for having a pre-show snack?
Pre-show snack? I think you inhaled a fucking family-sized bag of Cool Ranch Doritos.
That's exactly no, what I plenty, thought.
There's plenty left. It wasn't.
All right, he didn't finish it. There's still three servings left in the 16-serving bag.
And it wasn't brand new when I opened it.
I mean, you didn't open it on the show, but we don't know if you opened it maybe an hour before.
No, I opened it yesterday while I was watching football.
Huh. Well, good for you.
Thanks, man.
Way to shatter the illusions that we're trying to set of you being a slob.
I don't. If you watch this show or you listen, you know. Like, you don't need to paint a new picture.
A nude picture?
No, a new.
Interesting. Yeah. I always notice, like, my face always looks red like Brother Love, and my hands are so goddamn pale and old-looking. Like, look at this contrast here. Like, yours isn't so bad, HK. Bleh. Mine, though, like, big difference. So weird. I gotta start sitting on my hands more before I start the show. Maybe I'll, you know, get the, I don't know, fuck them all up. Wouldn't that, like, keep the blood stuck in there? It'll, like,
wouldn't your hands get all tingly?
Maybe I'll get somebody to sit on my face. Maybe my face will turn pale.
Maybe you get Andrew Anderson's girlfriend.
That was random.
Nice. He has no idea, no clue we're live.
Not even remotely a little bit.
Minute 30 seconds in. Nice of you to join us, Kevin.
Oh, well, thanks for having me, guys.
Open mouth in.
Well, see you later.
I am officially canceled now.
I don't know about canceled, but...
Oh, boy.
All right, good.
I ain't editing shit.
No, we never do.
No, editing's out the window. Although, you know what? I was fucking around with iMovie, because our guy, DHB, he's taking a little break.
Yeah.
It's very the iMovie is very frustrating.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
Very frustrating. I probably spent like 3 hours trying to edit just the Cold Stone Tim Boston interview. Just the interview. I just want the interview. I wanted to put the logo, the Shining Wizards logo at the front, and then the back end, like a thank you with our social medias. Got it all set. Then I transferred the file, and then I couldn't, it wouldn't open. And I couldn't make it an MP4. It was very, very frustrating, and I couldn't find any answers online. Everything I found, I did, and it just didn't work. So
here's a suggestion.
Fucking throw my computer in the street. I know.
Try editing the file in QuickTime and then using Canva to put all the other stuff on it. That might be helpful.
I got to figure out how to use the old Canva to edit videos.
Oh, it's amazing. Canva's amazing. Like the greatest thing. Yeah. Big props to Kate for turning us on what the fuck is this?
What's going on here?
Oh, boy. Hey. Oh, boy.
Hey, you started without me. Happy birthday, handsome Kevin. And don't worry, guys. Look, I got my little hat.
Nice.
Listen, I'm dressed. I didn't go in my nightgown yet because I didn't want no problems. Hi, everybody.
It's a nice surprise, Mom. How are you?
Thank you so much,
surprise.
Diana.
I thought... I assumed you'd be jumping out of a cake.
Well, you know, I was going to do something else. But then, you know, I was going to wear a disguise. And I was going to let you guess who I was. And, you know, I don't know. Then it went out the door.
You know what they say, the sky's the limit.
Usually with KJG, they say, this guy's the limit.
Hello.
Hi, you're Mom.
You're the guest.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Anthony, you're sick.
I didn't do it. You did.
You told me it was going to be a Halloween party.
A Halloween party. Wonderful.
You told your mother this was going to be a Halloween party?
No, a Halloween party.
I don't even know what that means.
We were going to take our weenies out for Kevin.
Hey! Oh, my God. All right.
It sounds like a charity event. Like weenies for Kevin.
This is cute and clever. little, but he's
Where does one where does one find a device like this?
Well, I found this in the dollar store. They're so tiny. They're cute. They're little tiny ones. And little tiny points.
You think they're for midgets?
Hey! No, I'm not a midget.
Not you.
He didn't mean you.
No, just like maybe you went to the little people section.
Or was it up on a tall shelf or was it was it on a lower shelf or
it was
up on
the bottom shelf?
Well, there you go. That answers your question.
But anyway, so I was going to do something else and it did I don't know.
I'm kind of glad you didn't do anything
else. What were
this
you going to do?
Perfect. No pistol. Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't want to take a chance cuz you know my son gets very mad.
No, we have to know.
No. I'm very protective of my mom.
He says, "Mom," I says, "I won't be in my nightgown. I didn't change yet."
That's okay.
See, I'm clothed, so.
Perfect. Clothed. And she said the word the right way. I love it.
No, we can see you.
See, I got the shirt on.
Nice.
Always got to go that next step. Besides my mom.
I'm in the bed.
Oh, really?
You know, Diana, I was in Jersey like 2 months ago. And
I heard.
Where were you?
Well, I'm always home. I don't like to go to parties and all things like that.
You're not gonna fool me.
Well, you know, everybody wants to know your business. Bop, bop, bop.
Yeah, damn those people wanting to know your business.
Bop, bop, bop.
Very private person. Very private.
I understand. Very.
Miss Diana, what are we? If one was to go trick or treating tomorrow, will you be giving out candy?
Absolutely not. Anthony will tell you what happened one year. I had to go to bingo and I needed the money. And I said to him, shut the lights off, right, Anthony? And don't answer the door. Because Anthony always teased me about that. Mom, you're going to bingo with the money and not giving the kids candy? Yeah. Right, Anthony? Yeah, you're not saying nothing.
We love That's to give shock. The children of our neighborhood candy.
Yeah, well, Connie does. My sister has my house, so... She buys it by the truckload.
She doesn't want anybody knowing her business, but let me tell you about my sister, Connie.
She right there. She sits in the garage. Oh, stop, Anthony. You know?
She sits in the garage. Is that...
So who's all the guests coming on tonight? Big wife.
Well, Matt, it's funny that Diana mentions that.
Oh, I'm not telling you. It's a surprise.
Anthony said I was a surprise.
You're the first of many surprise on the Handsome Kevin birthday extravaganza show.
Thank you. I'm privileged.
You're
honored.
You should be honored. We can't do this without you and your frozen bananas. What? You've never had a Diana's frozen banana? They're at the Lidl.
Oh, I've heard of them. Yes, I've heard of them. You're right.
No, yes.
Yes, your son talks about them all the time.
They're little ones.
Yeah, like the hat on your head.
Jesus.
Yes?
You're all sick. All of you deserve each other, really.
Why?
Whoa.
I mean, she's not wrong about that.
Well, no, it's good. It's all good.
It's all good.
Diana, can I ask, since it's the Halloween season here, what was Tony's first Halloween costume?
Oh my god. Was he a clown?
Probably, yeah.
He never took it off.
I lobbed it up there.
Oh yeah, I think it was a clown, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was.
I think I'll check my albums. Oh god.
Is it brown?
Terrible.
Brown. Yeah, what they trying to say, honey?
I don't know. I think they said I make duty in my pants.
Well, yeah, that's another story.
Well, they know that story. Matter of fact, they know every story about me making duty in my pants that's ever existed.
Right, he's going, Daddy, drive home faster. Daddy, drive home faster.
Listen, I had a situation.
And then he said, in the back seat with his brothers. He said, uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Oh, would you look at the time? I think it's time for our next...
Yep.
All right, I won't bring you further yet. I don't want to embarrass you.
Well, we've gone far enough. Well, the sky's the limit.
Well, he shows up every week. He embarrasses himself more than enough.
100%.
That's right. He's got my personality. Absolutely.
Well, I got personality. Mitchie got personal.
Let me put my nightgown on. Yeah, you see this? You see this? You see this? Oh, I'm laying on my bed for you, handsome Kevin.
Yeah, I'm on the bed now. Here I go. Anthony and me, we used to play practical jokes all the time. Remember, Aunt? Hide in your closet, and you were eating, and I would jump out.
Eating in the closet?
No, I was hiding in the closet.
Yeah, you used to do a lot of stupid things to me.
Remember the one day still you recovering. Had those what do you call those guns, the water blaster things? Remember?
Super
and
soakers.
I got you outside. I chased you with the hose. I said, I'll fix them. I got the hose. And they came in the house. All the walls were red. Daddy was mad. He goes, you're worse than the kids.
Oh, brother.
Fantastic.
All right, you come on. Shut that music off. Guys? No, we don't want to hear more story. Oh boy, I think we got to get the
this show on the road.
Yeah,
I am the show. Wait a minute. All right.
Good.
Thank you very much,
Kevin.
Thank you very much, Diana. Right.
Thanks, Mom. Love you. Bye.
We'll give you the boot. Just don't end the stream. I got you. You're out of here. All right, let's start the handsome Kevin birthday extravaganza show!
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live in high-definition video and available on all podcasting and streaming platforms. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com and become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And now, it's time for the Shining Wizards.
Happy birthday, handsome Kevin.
Happy birthday, handsome Kevin.
You are so sexy.
You are so sexy. Mwah.
Tuned in live to Handsome Kevin's birthday extravaganza, aka episode 661 of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, live on social media, going with you wherever you go. We're going to have a fucking party tonight and do some wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Tony!
Matt, you keep muting my microphone.
Handsome Kevin.
KJG.
Happy birthday, handsome Kevin.
Yes.
Your face is red and.
All right. Now, handsome Kevin. Woo! I don't know how long you've been listening to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. I know you've been apart for a little while, but we have a history of doing birthday shows where we have booked a whole show full of birthday guests just for you, handsome Kevin. Woo!
Thank you so much.
Special thanks to Molly Rogue for letting me know when Kevin's birthday was. She was in on this when this planning went into motion a couple months ago. The fun thing will be to see who actually calls and who flakes.
Yep.
And then to watch me rage and tell you about it. It's not possible.
Oh, no like way.
Oh, I really. You know what?
What?
If you. All right.
Was this a DM gone wrong?
What happened?
I don't. Ma, what are you doing?
She can't.
Nothing,
oh my
you
God.
Can't see nothing. I just figured I'd give you another fun time. That's it. You didn't think I was going to come back.
Oh, no, we didn't.
No, that's usually not how it works.
Clearly. Holy shit. That was hysterical.
Don't worry. You won't get rid of me that fast. Now I got the link, so.
Oh no!
A weekly Diana segment.
Oh my God, Mom!
You take one when you wear bathing suit. What these girls wear? There's strings and all that. All right.
She's got a point there. She's got a point.
That's sure, right. At least does. I'm covered. I'm very feminine.
Of course you are.
The strings and
my
all
hat
that.
Went a little crooked. That's okay.
Like a nice that's young fine. Italian woman, all covered up.
I am a very good Italian woman.
Yeah, you're all right. Did you make the gravy yesterday?
Well, I did. Now that's another story. Sure.
Do you have? Oh. Do you have the plastic on the couch?
No, but my parents used to have it, yeah. And my grandparents. Yeah, no, there I don't go. Do that. No.
You don't do that. So. All
right. No. Now we open the jar.
Come on, you like nobody's ever.
Magnum TA, what are we doing?
Stop it.
I open the jar sauce. That's it.
You open the what? Jar store.
The jar sauce. Yeah, I don't make my sauce. I'm by myself.
Oh, don't tell people to ruin the illusion. They said I was a slob before.
Yes, I make the tomatoes and I grind them and I jar them.
You got a the fig tree?
No, I don't got a fig tree.
You gotta have a fig tree.
No. We used to have the grape tree in our yard.
Oh yeah.
We used to make the wine.
Did you step on it in the big vat?
Yes, like Lucy.
Like I Love Lucy. I remember.
Yeah, said it's about Selena.
You're the expert. Okay.
All right, tell my mother to get lost. We got to move on.
Our next guest is here, Ma. All right.
Okay, I'm going. Goodbye.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
See you later,
bye,
Mom. Do you know what you're doing? I'm bringing him in. Kevin, the first actual guest. Oh, my God.
Who's that?
That's Mr. Dave Sullivan, Evad the Equalizer.
How are y'all doing? Happy birthday. Hi.
Hi, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday, Kevin.
Thank you, Diane.
I'm Tony's mother. I don't know where he went. I can't see him.
I can't get far away enough.
Well, anyway, listen, I'm the highlight, and I was the entertainer for the night. So okay?
Bye, Mom.
Wait, I'm going.
Do you need me to kick you out?
Goodbye.
Mr. Sullivan, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us for Handsome Kevin's birthday extravaganza.
Happy birthday, Kevin.
Thank you very much, man. Wow.
You're welcome, brother.
Wow.
Your mom's perfect.
That's Tony's mom.
Oh, thank
oh
you.
Is it?
No, yeah. She's a gem for sure.
Yes, yeah, I hear you. Oh, man. But I want to wish you a happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you so much. Mine's kind of blown right now.
Yeah, he's definitely floored. And normally when we have guests, we would like literally dive right into questions. But I think he's just so floored right now by your presence. And we all are because we've all been fans for a very long time, especially going back to those early WCW days. And
yes.
So let me ask you a quick question that just came to my head. Did people ever correlate you as the equalizer to David Sullivan and Evad? Did you get like people that knew that you were both?
I have to tell them sometimes. I don't think a lot of people realize it. No, it's the same guy.
That's pretty wild. Yeah, it's really wild.
Because you had a prominent role as the equalizer for like for a little while, and then you became this lovable character, Evad, and then all this Dave Sullivan stuff with Kevin. It was just, it was tremendous. You would think that people would put two and two together, but I don't feel like a lot of people did. I guess it's just because how good you were at both roles.
I don't know. That is the strangest thing. Unless I tell them a lot of times, they don't. They don't, guys. It's strange as hell.
Well, wow. While you were playing the David Sullivan character, one of the things that I always gravitated to was it looked like you were having so much fun. Were you in fact having that much fun?
I had more fun being an equalizer, to be honest with you, but that role kind of required that. So you kind of developed that in your character.
Yeah. Did you appreciate being the Hulk Hogan super fan character?
It was okay. It was good, but I mean, but it's just it was just a happy-go-lucky character, which was different than what I've done for so many years before. So it was a little bit to get used to, because I'd always been a heel wherever I was at. So
that's got to be a tough transition. A lot of people, you always hear the stories that pro wrestlers prefer to be heels as opposed to baby faces, but you were put in such a prominent role, like kind of like, I don't want to say out of nowhere, but like the whole Hulk Hogan thing, like the number one Hulkamaniac thing in WCW was pretty major.
Yeah, it was. No question. No question. I mean, they just, you know, it was Kevin and kind of Hulk came up with that thing, and then we kind of ran for a while. Then, of course, you know the story. Hulk didn't like it because it did do well. I think it did better than anybody suspected it would do in the WCW, because my rankings went through the roof, and that scared the hell out of Hulk.
Wow. That's a shame to hear that.
He put the kibosh to this.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah. Kevin's come out and admitted it on if you look through the news things, Kevin's come out in a minute, because Kevin was in the office that Hulk put the kibosh on it.
Okay, so I'm a big fan of Kevin's podcast. I listen Taskmaster Talks. I listen to it pretty religiously. I'm going through the archives, and I never knew that. Do you think he was threatened by the fact that, first of all, no one's taking Hulk Hogan's spot? Like, let's be honest. But like,
no, what he was afraid of that and Arn said this too. What he was afraid of is that people would mistake me for him, which I don't know. Like Kevin said, I don't know where he ever got that idea, but I think somebody must have gotten his ear and said that, one of his people, and then all of a sudden he put a kibosh to it.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah. So it was never, I mean, I would have probably stayed with that for a while. Never would have went with the green stuff and the rabbit if it wouldn't have been for Hulk doing that.
Oh, I forgot about the rabbit.
Oh, the rabbit. I love the rabbit.
Totally forgot about the rabbit until you brought that up.
People today still ask me about that. Some bitch says, this is really good for dinner. No, you didn't eat out. You didn't eat Ralph, did I? I'm really healing hard. Of course I eat Ralph. But yeah. And I always thought Hulk put a kibosh to it, because it was just out of nowhere we stopped doing it. And then, you know, later on, Kevin admitted that it was Hulk didn't want to do it. He wanted to stop. And he had the, what did you want? What was the word he had at that time? Creative. He had it in his contract, creative, whatever it was called, where he could make decisions over the bookers. And that's what affected that. See, Arn was on the booking committee along with Kevin at that time.
Wow. That's disappointing. I loved when I saw you on Saturday mornings on Worldwide. Mm-hmm. Always so happy. Like it was such a nice break in the show to see somebody come out there with that kind of that personality, man. I loved it so much. It's so disappointing to hear that's the reason.
Yeah. It was at a TV taping when it happened. Somebody got in his ear, and from then on, he didn't want to. He liked it at first. He really thought it was, because it was his idea. It was his and Kevin's. And then I guess it just scared him off. He's very protective of his image, which you guys all know well. No,
yeah. Right. No. Did you ever think that there was any super longevity in the Evad, happy-go-lucky, goofy, childlike David Sullivan character? Like, did you think that it was sustainable long-term?
I thought as a Hulkamaniac it could be. When they went the other way, I was nervous. So I went back to Puerto Rico and other places when that stopped, and I went back to being a heel again. So, you know. But, I mean, I – if I'd have stayed, if they would have left the Hulkamania thing, I think that could have, we could have done a lot with that. But when they moved it to the rabbit and stuff, I think that kind of, yeah, put me on a timetable.
What do you think could have happened if Hulk Hogan still became a heel and joined the NWO and you were still the number one Hulkamaniac? Do you think that could have been something?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Because at that time, they didn't have many baby faces. Everybody was turning heel and part of the NWO. You think back then, Sting was really the only baby face.
Yeah. Him, maybe Luger to a lesser extent.
Yeah. But there wasn't that many because they all went NWO.
Yep.
Yeah, the NWO just became the cool thing to do. What was it like working hand-in-hand with Kevin Sullivan on like not only this story, but like just working with him as like the head booker?
He's brilliant. He really is. I mean, he comes up with stuff. Sometimes it's crazy as hell, but I don't know. But other than a couple gimmicks he's done in his life, it always gets over. He knows how to reach people, and he's got great ideas both for baby faces and heels. He's a very good booker.
I couldn't agree with you more. And listening to his podcast, he's still sharp as a freaking tack, and he still has his memory is like amazing. From going back 20, 25 years, and he still remembers everything that he did, why he did certain things, who was involved, was it Bischoff, was it him, was it, you know, somebody else. It's just incredible to hear his stories about that era of WCW.
I agree. He's an encyclopedia to talk to, and a good guy. He really is. Kevin's got a good heart. He's a good man.
Wow. Agreed. We've had him on the show. He's great.
Yeah.
So what show is this, guys?
Fantastic. Best question that we've ever asked on this show.
I'm not trying to be mad. I noticed your initials. What podcast is it?
We are the Shining Wizards, and we're celebrating. We're throwing a little surprise party for the newest, the youngest of the wizards, Handsome Kevin.
Okay, cool. Now, is this on YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I'll look for it. It's called what now? The Wizards?
The Shining Wizards.
Shining Wizards. Okay, I'll start cluing in and watching it.
A little play on things.
If you ever want to have me on as a guest for a little while, let me know.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Matt's kind of easy to deal with, if I do say so myself, no?
Yeah. I mean, no, just let me, just hit me up on Facebook, and Facebook Messenger, and let's set up a time where we can go 20 or 30 minutes or an hour, whatever you want.
100%.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Because I got to kind of run tonight, but I want to be sure and wish him a happy birthday.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
And you all have a good trick or treat, too.
Thank you, Mr. Sullivan. You as well.
Let me know, though. I'll spend as long as you guys want with you. I'd love to talk to you because I can tell you we crack up and laugh our asses off.
Oh, we'll have a blast. 100%.
That's what it's all about, man. Now, just enjoy it and have some good laughs.
Awesome.
That's it.
Thank you,
Mr. Sullivan. Thanks again, Dave.
Appreciate you.
Have a great day, buddy. Have a great day.
Take care.
Thank you.
The hits just keep on coming, too, boys, because our next guest is here and he's waiting. And I'm going to bring him in, I think.
No way.
Where's my
phone? There's no way.
Savio!
Hey, Kevin, happy birthday.
Wow.
What? How you doing, guys?
We are doing amazing. And please pardon Kevin's reaction. Kevin's been a little, he was not aware of the festivities tonight. He's a little stupefied, starstruck, and I mean, he has every right to be. Savio Vega is with us, people.
Oh, how you doing, guys?
Gosh. Wow.
Unbelievable. Thank you, Mr. Vega, for joining us.
Yes. How you doing, guys? You guys okay?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Wow. Savio in Vega? I'm a giant fan, sir. A giant fan. This is blowing me away.
Thank you. Thank you very much, guys. And, you know, happy for being here. And I hear Kevin's birthday. So I'll say, yes, why not? So, hey, I just come here and pitch in.
Well, wow. I know you were traveling today, and this is unbelievable. We really appreciate this because it means so much to us and Handsome Kevin. So don't want to take too much of your time, but Kevin, you have him. You want to ask him a question or two? We can let him get back to his travels. I'm sure he's pretty beat from being on the road all day.
Oh man, there's so many things I would love to ask. I wish I wasn't lost for words right now.
Okay, first let me ask. When I was in the WWF, by the time WWE, I started late '94. I was Quine. Yeah. How old are you?
I would have been 10.
10. Okay, yes. So you see pretty much that Attitude Era.
Yes. Yes, okay. All of it, man. The Bariquas, everything, man. I've been such a big fan of yours, and every Thank time you. You come up, I always scream from the heavens of how much I appreciate your work, man. Thank like you. I you're one of the guys in ring that I always connected to. Like every time I saw you coming, you doing the shucking and the jiving and dancing, you man. Know. I loved it all. If you could take one match, right? Yes. That you enjoyed working the most, maybe not like it doesn't have to be your favorite match, your best match, yeah. The one that you enjoyed the most working, wow. which one would it be?
So many, to be honest, and so different levels, in a haha level, in a serious level, in a tai chi level, singles levels. I mean, so many in different levels. But man, I enjoy every match, good or bad, because yes. Anything happen in the ring, you could get hurt doing crazy stuff, or you go, you know, you just leave the ring happy with a smile because what you put in the ring entertain the people. At the end of the night, the people are already high and you don't have to do too much, you yes. know, because you have to involve the, you know, you come from that era. You yes. come from the era where we involve big time the fan. And I learned that here in Puerto Rico. And that's the only way that I know how to work the people. You have to get the people into your match, yeah. you know, into the story that you are pitching. You want to pitch a story in one match? Yeah, you could do it, but do it right. So at the end, you got the explosion and the people happy.
There was
so many matches, brother, to be honest.
There was one spot that, like, I always tell people, like, I think that you have a very underrated sense of humor, like when I'm watching you work. But there was one in your house where the rest of the nation, they left, they got barred from ringside, so everybody started going up the ramp and you didn't. You yeah. stayed ringside, and the ref turned to you and he's yelling at you and you're saying, no, you're gone. And you said, no, I stand here. And the ref says, no, you're gone. He said, I don't stand here. And I just lost it laughing.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
There's and I appreciate so much, like, the little things that yeah. that happen within the match and stuff like that, man. It's I'm blown yeah. away.
Thank you, man. Thank you. It's a pleasure, to be honest. How old are you now?
38.
38. Nice.
I think 38.
Yeah, 38.
That happened too. We sometimes forgot the day that we born. One time in Japan, for a win, we traveling and the truck got, you know, mechanic problem. So we have to jump in a train. We have to go on a train for 2 hours. I'm like, now I'm sitting down in my harbor, and I said, "What day is today?" And that was my birthday. And he's like, "Oh my god!" Shush. I mean, the traveling, the whatever, I didn't even remember that it was my birthday that day, you know, and that happened in this business. That happened.
There was one moment to piggyback on the birthday boy. I think it was on Raw. You had a run in when it was the Bariquas against the, I guess, the DOA. Who was it? Yeah, the Disciples of Apocalypse. Yeah, what was DOA the name of that group? So... You guys had some altercation in the back where I don't know if you guys like hit their motorcycles or something, and you were you were front and center on camera, and it made me laugh my balls off. You just look, you're going, I don't know what happened, and you're like, and I got my license, you know?
I don't know.
All of a sudden, your license is right
here. yes.
And then all of a sudden, a fist comes out. You're like, son of a, and then bam, 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 and then you guys all fought off. I lost it.
Yeah, we taped that in San Antonio. We grab a car that was in the movie Selena. That car was in the movie Selena, and we drag the motorcycle, you know, all over the place. And that's when, you know, I don't know what happened, but I got my license. I said, just look at your motorcycle. I'm sorry, you know.
Stop it. Yeah. Tanya, what would you say if you had to choose was your favorite era of WWE? Was it Quang? Was it Razor's Buddy? Was it Austin? Was it Boricua? Was it Nation?
Oh, definitely the Nation and the Boricuas, you know, because I'm with my brothers there singing salsa in Spanish, traveling all over the place. You know, we know each other in the ring big time, and it was easy for us to have singles and on tag team matches and even four-way matches, because we know by talking, hey, move over here, over there, the heat, the that, you know. And we just come from New York. Yesterday we were signing an autograph in KNF Wrestling. Yes.
Do the virtual stuff.
Yes, yeah. We there for a couple of hours and enjoying to be together again with those guys. But love to work with them. The Austin era was great too, because in the same way, we know each other, and we coming from this almost the same background of wrestling. That's why the chemistry between us was perfect, because he was in Texas area, Louisiana, Atlanta area, Florida area, and those guys work here in Puerto Rico too. So I was learning with them. He's going back over there till we got the day in where he and me meet. So we come up with just one book and one rule, and boom, I mean, it was perfect.
Nice. Yeah. Last one for me, real quick. What are your thoughts on Carlito's return to WWE?
Great. I don't get me wrong, but I just see that he come in a pay per view, but he's still running. He's on TV. I don't follow too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been on TV since then. Yeah, he's nice. Back.
Nice. No, I the same day that I see him, I text him right away. You know, congratulate him and tell him to stay there, make that money. Because nobody else in the street is going to give him that kind of a money, you know, and he could make a big and a great run in WWE again. Stay there.
Speaking of making money, you're all over the TV in 2023. I mean, I see you in a lot of places, man. I see you all over the place. It's amazing.
Couple of things here. We got my company here in Puerto Rico, IWA Puerto Rico. All the people that are watching right now, you guys too, check. It's on YouTube. You go on YouTube and type IWA Puerto Rico, the Puerto Rico, the island. And he's going to see my screen right there. Subscribe. That's my company. That's my show every Saturday at noon. And we have a local show, too, here in Puerto Rico at 11 o'clock, local television. But on YouTube, IWA Puerto Rico, every Saturday at noon is a new show every Saturday.
You know, we talk about MLW from a few years ago, and you know what, man, between Richard Holiday and that no good Selena De La Renta, you had your hands full while you were there full time, man. Do we lose Tio? Did we lose him?
You broke him?
I broke him. I brought up Selena. That was my fault.
That's unfortunate.
No, Savio, come back.
Uncle Sam, all right,
I'm gonna wish him back. I'm gonna wish him back.
There you go, wish him back.
Come on, Savio, selfie.
Hey, hold. How are you holding up over there, HK?
I'm.
Yeah. I'm here.
Oh, he's back.
Oh, there he is.
I'm scared. Sorry.
No worries. All right. I was saying. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes. Go ahead.
I was saying a couple years ago, between that no good Richard Holiday and that succubus Selena De La Renta, you had your hands full when you were in MLW.
Yes. Love to work over there. You know, another experience in my curriculum. You know, and learn from new guys. Learn how to make better and better. The guys in their ring and their performer, and love to work with Core, you know, and the rest of the crew, and we just continue ahead, you know, doing what we love to do.
Wow!
Oh, here it is.
There we go.
There it is.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good, man.
Now I notice. I went like, what the heck?
What were your thoughts when they introduced you as Quang, WWE?
Well, when I start, thanks to Razor Ramon, Scott Hall, he's the one, talked to Vince and they give me the tryout. When they put me Quang, I did my tryout as a TNT. with right. the painted face, everything. So Quan was basic a TNT with a mask. That's it. You know, I have they saved me the time of painting me or whatever. They don't want to do a painting because they probably, you know, by that time, I believe, if I'm not wrong, LOD was there or they just coming back anytime soon. So they have a mind. What's the name? Oh, No, the Japanese. He was
Hakushi.
Hakushi. Yes, great guy. So so then you know, I believe they don't want to, of course, some other gimmick from another company. So they put me a mask on, and I was happy. Doing the TNT basic, just a little bit different, of course. Because in Puerto Rico was a little bit more wild. Over there, more technique, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And so I love it. I love it because I was doing my character, you know.
Yeah. So to me, like, I always thought that it made it easier for you to become Savio Vega because you had the mask on as Quang, or maybe as if you had face paint. I know Papa Shango did it with Kama and Godfather, but, like, like, I feel like it would make it easier for you to be who you became to be and have the career that you had because you had the mask on as Quang and not face paint. So it would make it harder for people to recognize who you were previously.
Yeah. So when Savio Vega born was because the, I don't know if you guys hear that story, they need somebody for the Puerto Rican Day Parade. So the only Puerto Rican they have for the day Puerto Rican Day Parade is under a mask and the name is Quang. So... So they, what they did is okay, let's turn this out of a gun, you know, to a baby face. He's a friend of Razor Ramon. He's from the South Bronx, and the other one from Miami. What a ghetto motherfuckers! So yeah, they treat us. They treat us bad.
You know? Holy but
shit! They treat us bad. Like, oh my god! But I mean, you know. Since we come out on TV, those places just went up big time. We represent the people. We represent. So, you know, love to work with Razor Ramon. Just so you know, changing a little bit. Love to work with Razor. I know Razor from here in Puerto Rico. We wrestle. He was here as the cowboy Scott Hall. Huge son of a gun. Big mustache, you know, and we work hard here in Puerto Rico. We when he talked to Vince about me, it's because he liked the work, the way that we work, and we work solid. We never hurt you know each other, but we work hard. Thanks to him, a lot of people know me, you know, in the wrestling business, and God bless him soul, man.
You're wow. like
that,
man.
Yeah.
this is unbelievable.
He's so starstruck, Savio. He really is. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you, Savio. We would love to have you back on and do a proper talk with you, where we can, you know, talk more IWA, Puerto Rico, and more about your wrestling career, because there's so much. We really do, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate you taking the time to join us for Handsome Kevin's birthday. Safe travels, get some rest, and we'll touch base and definitely do this proper for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and follow me, Tio Savio Vega, on Instagram.
Beautiful.
Take care.
Thank you, Savio.
Bendiciones. Muchas bendiciones. Bless you, guys. Bye-bye.
Beautiful.
Bye. Have a good one, Savio. Thank you.
How are you feeling, HK?
What the fuck? That was Savio Vega, man.
Sure was.
Yes, it was.
Oh, man.
He had his license and everything.
You know I'm a huge Savio guy. That was... I'm floating a little bit, guys. I'm floating a little bit.
God. Matt, like, I could talk to Savio Vega, and Kevin, I'm sure you could too. Like, I could probably ask, like, 80 million questions about his, like, career.
Yes.
Like, and some of them could be, like, on point and, like, about his career, and some of them will be the most random questions you've ever heard.
Well, it's like when we did that Hall of Fame bonus show. Savio was my guy. Yeah. Like, I argued, he is 100% a Hall of Famer and doesn't get the credit that he deserves.
He'll get there.
Oh, man.
I think if there's ever, not that this should be the reason why, but if there's ever a WrestleMania or something like that in Puerto Rico, or some sort of major event, or they change where not they'll put him in. But that shouldn't be why he goes in. He should go in whenever they want him to go in.
100%. 100%. He absolutely belongs there. I'm shocked.
Even more so now because he's a tremendous, tremendous dude.
He's amazing.
Dude, and such a nice guy too, man.
That's, and Matt, so was Dave.
Two for
two right now, brother.
I'm feeling pretty good.
Well, the hits aren't going to stop yet.
I really thought Savio was going to flake.
He doesn't seem like a flaker. He seems like a guy that would not be able to do it, but a flaker, I can't see Savio being a flaker.
Maybe he was just trying to no-sell us to make us nervous.
Savio doesn't know. Savio sells. He knows what he's doing.
And selfishly, there's a lot of good sound bites in that too. So
yeah.
So even though it's your birthday celebration, there's presser material there.
Man, you guys are blowing me away right now. I'm a little.
All right, well, let's take a deep breath because we got while I have a minute, there's 7:30. We have a guest. 7:45 is questionable. I 100% don't know if that's going to happen. The 7:45 guest. I put it out into the universe. We'll see what happens. We got somebody at 8:15, 8:25, 8:35, 8:45, 8:55, 9:00, 9:15.
God,
we're rocking. We're rolling. We're jam packed. It's HK's birthday celebration. If you tuned in for wrestling talk and talk about wrestling, it'll be there, just not in its usual context where we're talking about what happened in the last week of wrestling, because we're celebrating handsome Kevin's birthday tonight. Woo!
So I'm not going to need these.
I couldn't. I had mine already. Yeah, you don't. I didn't let Brendan in because I wanted him to still do the notes and make it seem like this was going to be a real show. Is that a dying animal or
what was that?
No, that was I believe that was my wife yelling from the upstairs down.
you want to check on her?
No, I'm sure she's fine. We have a little vent, a shared vent in the master bedroom, and then it shoots down to my office here. So
literally sounded like a ghost.
So Dave Sullivan, I set them all up, and we're good for like a month. I'm going back and forth with them, just confirming this, that. Today he goes,
this is so good.
He goes, so where's Kevin living these days? I go, oh, Kevin's a Minnesota guy. When did he move from Florida?
You thought we're celebrating Kevin Sullivan's birthday?
I go, I don't think we're talking about the same cult. So, Kevin.
Oh, no.
Kevin Sullivan, right? And I go, no. No. No, it's handsome Kevin from the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
So
Tony's been helping me set things up, and you know, we got a Skype because someone may have to call in, like call in. So I'm setting up the Skype this afternoon, and I can't figure technology out. And then I text Tony. I go, I can't figure out fucking technology. And Dave Sullivan thinks this is for Kevin Sullivan. This is either going to be the greatest thing in the world or a complete fucking shit show.
Did you clue him in? You clued him in, right?
Who?
David Sullivan, that it wasn't for Kevin Sullivan.
Yes, I didn't leave him hanging.
That's awesome.
All right, let's bring in our 7:30 guest, Mr. Eugene Nick Dinsmore.
Whose birthday is it? Whose birthday is it? My screen went out on my camera, so if you see me looking over here, I've got it connected to the TV, so I can see you guys over here. But I can only see me face to face here.
We just saw each other Saturday night.
Yes.
Yeah. How are you, man? You make it home safe?
Yes, I did. It was fast and quick and all the way there.
Attaboy.
Cheers.
Cheers.
That's a snazzy hat you got on there, pal.
I bought it at the gas station.
Oh, Well, Mr. Dinsmore, Kevin speaks so highly of you. I only felt it was right that we had you be a part of his birthday celebration. He's always had nothing but great things to say about you in his strange and exciting journey through the world of independent wrestling. So it was only right to have you be a part of his birthday celebration tonight.
Well, I usually speak highly myself. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I was actually just before we went live, I was telling him the story about Terry Taylor. I was talking on Saturday night.
Yes.
Would you mind telling telling the guys that story about your run in WCW?
What did I say? Tell me again. Can you tell better than I do.
When you were kept on getting booked but weren't there.
Oh yeah, so I met Terry Taylor at the first Brian Pillman Memorial, and that's when he brought me into WCW. And I did two Nitros, I did three Thunders, and a handful of Saturday Nights, and then the last one I did was in January of 1999. And then I wasn't booked at all after that, or I thought I wasn't booked, but Terry had gotten fired, and then he got hired by WWE. But apparently I was still being booked for WCW, but no one in the office let me know. It wasn't until like years later when guys like Elix Skipper and Lash LaRue were on the independents that they told me, like, what happened to you? Where'd you go? You were sure you were booked. I was like, I didn't know. But it all worked out because Terry went to WWE at that time, and he hired me there, so.
Yeah. Seeing you on like the WWE Network on Peacock as like you're like kind of like a DVD Easter egg when you watch WCW Nitro, because like after your career that you had like later on and the success that you accomplished, like seeing you on WCW Monday Nitro and Thunder was just like a mind fuck. It was insane.
I'd wrestled for almost 10 years before I ever debuted on Raw, so
right.
I always say I was a 10 year overnight success.
So let me ask you this, because me and Kevin had a debate about this, and we have a segment on the show where I dispute proven facts. So in 1998, on WCW Saturday Night, when you were on Saturday Night, was that still in the center stage or the sound stage or whatever it was called?
I didn't go there. I don't know if they did not take there, because they could have, because I did like 5 or 7 Saturday Nights. But every time I did it, it was on the road somewhere. It was usually on a Tuesday between Nitro, which was on Monday, and then Thunder, which is on Thursday.
Mm. So I'm wrong again. Facts. Yep. Facts 3, Kevin 0. My name is also Kevin. I'm not the birthday boy. That's your boy right there. But just to avoid confusion, that's wild. Because I hate facts. Yeah. I don't let them ruin a good story.
Most of the Saturday Nights I did were in buildings that were in the South, like Georgia, Macon, Georgia, or somewhere in Florida, somewhere like that. I think there might have been one somewhere around Atlanta, but there was never one at the Central. I never went to the Central stage or whatever it was called. It was at the CNN building, right?
Yeah, it was one of the parks, or like it was Universal or something, where maybe like Impact ended up doing stuff. I don't know.
Oh, then Orlando? No, I didn't go to Orlando either.
I'm not 100% sure where it was, but it's one of those places. I think we're on the same page with that.
Man, it's so I've been fortunate enough to work a handful of shows now with Mr. Dinsmore here, and I can tell you guys
we turn people away at the door.
Yeah.
Line down the street.
Yeah. And I can always say one of the things that I love about being on a show with you is that I'm able to just listen and absorb some of the knowledge that you're passing on. And one of the questions I haven't been able to ask you to this point was when you were working your Eugene character, it seemed like every time you were out there, there was something different that you gave every time you were out, whether it be something small or something big. Creatively, was it hard for you to keep on finding something new to kind of, you know what I mean? So you're not just running the same thing over and over again.
I don't remember it being difficult. Like a lot of that time I was heavily, slightly medicated, but regardless of that, there was always, because I didn't have a whole lot of time, so I could really only get in one thing per match or one thing per segment, you know? And then when I had William Regal with me, he would always pitch me and I'd do this, change like this. Remember this guy that wrestled in the 70s, steal that from him. And it was like, it was just a wealth of knowledge. And Finley was also another one. Fit was the one that came up with Eugene coming out with the teddy bear that the heels would rip up and Eugene would cry. So having those guys, their depth of knowledge was easy just to pick one little thing for each little segment or show I did.
Was it hard for you to not take the cookies there at Taboo Tuesday?
I got thrown right in. I was getting ready to get one.
So before you came on, we had David Sullivan on. Mm-hmm. And to me, there was always, I don't, good, bad, or indifferent, there was always, when your character, Eugene, showed up, it always reminded me of David Sullivan, Evad. Like I said, good, bad, or indifferent. Did you ever feel that your character was based on something else other than what it actually was, which that story's out there too, who it actually was based off of. But did you ever like have that correlation between you and like Evad at all?
Well, if the guys that go to NXT now, they will be told to figure out what their character archetype is. And Eugene's character archetype was very similar to David Sullivan or maybe even Rick Steiner when he was early on in UWF when he was kind of goofy character. And there was another character named Mighty Igor that a lot of the veterans would tell me to watch. Mighty Igor was very similar. So in that respect, the character was similar to those. The name of the character came from a gentleman named Eugene Palermo who had Down syndrome in Pittsburgh. And he was so happy to meet me because finally there was a wrestler that had his same name. And he was so excited to meet me. So it was pretty cool. But yeah, it's very similar to Dave Sullivan or Mighty Igor or I don't know. I don't know how many other characters were similar to that. Maybe, what was his name? Jameson, kind of.
Jameson. That one? What about, God, what was Muck and Singh's WCW?
Norman the Lunatic?
Norman the Lunatic, yeah. Maybe a little bit.
I think at a certain point, Norman the Lunatic became not so much lunatic and a little more babyface crazy.
Yeah,
absolutely. Man, so
that's awesome.
What's your favorite promo of all time, and why is it Freight Train?
Oh, man. Lou Jean? I've got at least 17 voicemails from Freight Train telling me, hit me back sometime. Give me a call. And I do. I'll talk to him every now and then. But he was a heck of a guy. He was a sweetheart. Lou Jean.
Lou Jean.
One of the best compliments I was ever paid was by Colt Cabana after that match. He goes, "That actually felt like a main event feel because the match I had so much fun in because I could just direct the whole thing and I took somebody with limited experience and limited ability and I had the crowd right where I wanted him and it was so much fun. He was so easy to work with. But God, he was enormous. He was 6'5", 6'4", 300 and some odd pounds, big guy, but just gentle. Really, really nice guy, really cool guy. But I remember one year at the thing, the WrestleCon that goes on at the WrestleMania weekend, there was Juju Thunder Liger sitting next to Freight Train at the autograph booth. You made it, kid.
Lou Jean.
He can never conceptualize that you got to stay seated because the back grate was only so high. And when he stood up and they pulled back on the camera, you could see the building and everything else with the shit in the background. And he's yelling, "We're going to take WWE. We're going to go Monday Night Raw." but I told Man Scout Manning that I wouldn't do it unless I had Hammer. And Hammer was my manager. And if you guys haven't looked at the original $5 wrestling was called Heroes of Burke County. Like the first,
hell
first
yeah.
They put out.
Hell
and
yeah.
Hammer was my absolute favorite. Oh, my God. He was so funny. But when I met him, I didn't realize he was so small. Like in the video, he looked taller. But he got his he had his Velcro shoes on and his shorts. And he had a sawed-off baseball bat.
Nick, and shout out.
Man, from, he goes, "Do you get in the ring a lot? You have a lot of matches?" He goes, "No, not really."
Dude, those DVDs are two of my most prized wrestling possessions. I love the Heroes of Burke County. That was so good.
Oh my God! Nick. And the one we did in Charlestown, the Freight Train one at the end when was his name? When Big Donnie got beat up by not beat up, but he got attacked by What was the two guys on SmackDown that drove out in the 50s car? Like
oh, Deuce and Domino.
Deuce and Domino, yeah.
Yeah, when Domino started kicking him in the fupa, like kicking him in the fucking fupa, just kicking his shit out. And God, it has to
hurt. He's a fupa trooper. Kevin Gill, love and respect to Nick Dinsmore. Hell of a talent and dude. That's from Kevin Gill, the OG, KG right there.
Wow.
To you.
Wow. Oh
my God. Burke County.
That's a great story. Deuce and Domino kicking in the fupa.
No, it's just Domino. He's the only one there. I don't know. Okay. I never seen him after they got released. But I seen Domino a lot there for a while.
Yeah.
My funny story I heard him tell one time is somebody paid him to do a personal appearance, and it was at a wedding reception. And the bride goes, "Oh my God, you got a Domino impersonator. That's funny." Domino wouldn't listen himself to go to a wedding reception. It couldn't be him. It has to be an impersonator.
Nick, on what planet would there be a Domino impersonator?
It's got to be in the South, wherever it is. I think it was in Tennessee. It was in Nashville or Memphis or something.
Oh. Now, Nick, you've said before you're kind of on a farewell tour. I mean, if you can tell anybody out there where they can find you on your farewell tour, how they can book you, and when's the last date?
It's a retirement tour, and it goes until the last match. I don't know where the last match is going to be. Hank Knight was on retirement tour for 15 years. Kiss has been on retirement tour for at least 20. You know? I mean, it's just, it goes until the very last match. Ian Rotten called me the other day. I might be working for him in Indianapolis. We're trying to work out the details. I got my law team working on it right now. I got a couple books here and there, but Eugene's on Twitter. I like my Twitter, Eugene Dinsmore, and I like my my YouTube channel, the Nick Dinsmore YouTube channel. So people can book me. I'm still waiting to be booked. I'm sitting here in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. It's already snowed. It's freezing here.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
That's gross. What's in the cup?
Get ready and vodka.
All right.
Boy.
Fuck yeah.
Well, it's a birthday party, right?
Yes. Hell yeah. You're the first. Savio Vega was traveling and Dave Sullivan was in his kitchen, but he wasn't drinking. You're the first one to have a proper drink for HK.
Savio and I were in India together for 3 months. We trained 28 Indian wrestlers that didn't have any experience and spoke no English.
How'd that go?
Actually, it came out well. We filmed a season of TV for what was called Ring Ka-King. I don't know if you've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Some videos out there of it. And then one of the guys now wrestles at OVW in Louisville, Mabahadi Shira.
Yes.
Shira.
It was definitely different over there. India is a crazy place.
What was it like? What was it like working with Eric Bischoff?
Eric was actually really cool. I mean, I'd met him when I did the WCW shots, but I just shook his hand. I didn't really get to know him. And then I'd read everything online and all the books that had been written about how, you know, the bad things that he did. But he was gung ho to he was just talent in WWE. He wasn't office or anything, and he was like ready to go. And he wanted to put as much into the Eugene character as he did everything else, and I really appreciated it.
Last one from me. Kurt Angle, thoughts?
Oh, he beat the shit out of me. God. No, I like working with Kurt. I mean, it was great. And Kurt, you know, I learned a lot from him, even though at that point I was in the business longer than he was. But he was teaching me top guy things. But God, he dropped me on my head. He pulled my hair. He blacked my eye. But, cool enough guy. Absolute awesome guy.
Yeah.
Was there ever anybody that didn't want to work with the Eugene, like the Eugene character, because of the Eugene character?
This happens with, if you watch anybody on TV, the minute somebody gets hot, everybody wants to work with them. Yeah. I had everybody up and down the card. And then who did I end up working with? Hunter. You know, so I'm going back to the top. Yeah. Anything gets over, everybody wants to work with them because it's the hot segment on TV.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Man.
You were brought back for like I hate to use this phrase, but it's what it's called, a cup of coffee later on. What happened with that?
I got rehired, and then when I showed up, I didn't think Eugene had to be a body guy, but they told me I wasn't in good shape, so they turned around and fired me the same day they hired me. What you gonna do, brother?
That's terrible of a story that is. It's an incredible story.
But then they turned around and hired me again to be a coach in Orlando. So I went down there and I was coach for 2 years. So they ended up bringing me back. And never say never, you know, they could bring me back. And I told them I would come back to the Royal Rumble, but I had to go over. I ain't putting nobody. I ain't putting 30, 60, 40 guys over. I'm going to lose this bitch.
Well, I lied. This is the last one from me.
Holy shit.
OVW, the wrestlers show on Netflix is taking off. What was your time like in OVW? And if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, and I apologize if I am. Teaming, weren't you a tag team partner of Rob Conway in OVW? Not the Kings of Wrestling, but you were – what were you guys
Lords of the Ring. That's what Cornette named us.
Yeah. How was that?
Because the Lord of the Ring movie, whatever the movie was out, so he thought it'd be kind of a cool tie-in. I didn't think it was a bad name, but I started in '96, and then OVW partnered with WWE in '99, and then that's when I ended up getting hired, and I wrestled until 2004 when I got caught up on TV. So it was, you know, the early years when it was just us, the guys just from the area. You know, we were just another scrappy independent company that wrestled shots around Louisville. But then when Cornette came in, WWE came in, and they brought in, you know, Cena and Batista and Brock Lesnar and Randy Orton and everybody. You know, then everything exploded. And we would lovingly refer to it as Camelot because all the storylines made sense. They all went somewhere. They all had a payoff. You know, everybody was built up to face, you know, the other top guy. And it was just the way booking should be because Cornette was writing the show. It was awesome. You know, I was in my own bed. You know, I was working in Louisville. I was the top babyface or top heel, whatever side I was on in Louisville, where it was my hometown. You know, I didn't have to move anywhere, which like a lot of guys did. You know, it was really cool.
Absolutely.
Awesome. I love hearing stuff like that, like in terms of like stuff that I didn't necessarily know for sure and actually getting it clarified from the person that was there for it. So that rules.
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome. I mean, I wasn't getting paid nearly as much as like Brock or some of the other guys were. But, you know, then again, at that point, I didn't think I was ever going to make it to TV. I really didn't, because I thought I was just going to be an extra guy that they used in the developmental system that would wrestle, you know, be a crash test dummy for these guys. And I kept improving and kept improving. And by the time that, you know, about 7 or 8 years in, I was so good at the wrestling that I didn't have to think about it. So I could just fuck off, basically, and do comedy and make people laugh and still do the wrestling. And it just became second nature, and it kind of evolved into a character. It was the hustler Rip Rogers that gave me the idea for the Eugene character, because his son has autism. And he's like, you know, what about a character that, you know, isn't very social in the back, he can't tie his shoes, but when he gets in the ring, the minute that bell rings, he does shit that he sees on TV flawlessly. Idiot savant. You know, and I pitched it to Vince McMahon. I had a meeting with Vince McMahon, and Vince goes, I want to get back to character-based wrestling. And I pitched it to him. He goes, you know, he's like the Rain Man of wrestling. And this was February of 2004, and Stone Cold was back for – they filmed a Saturday Night's Main Event, I think. And he walks in Vince's office, and Vince goes, Steve, have you ever seen this guy? And Austin goes, no, I don't think so. I said, well, I was trained by Danny Davis, because I knew Nightmare Danny Davis and Austin became friends in Dallas when they wrestled for Global, or one of the Dallas companies back in the day. And Austin goes, well, he's probably one of the best. And Vince goes, all right, we'll start on Monday. And it was kind of like that vote of confidence. I didn't know what the fuck I was going to do, because this is a character that was in my head that I hadn't practiced or anything, but it seems like it worked out.
I'd say so. This is... God damn, you are super entertaining.
But I still think Doink the Clown should be in the WWE Hall of Fame. And I say this on every video I do. Doink the Clown should be in the WWE Hall of Fame. He's instantly recognizable. He's instantly over. The people love Doink the Clown. 20, 25 year, 30 year career is Doink the Clown. And I was Doink the Clown twice. So I think I should be switched in there as the Hall of Fame member.
I think you'll get there. We talked to Savio about this. I think you'll get there, like, as the Eugene. I think that you had, like, a really good run. I mean, it may not have been as long as you would prefer.
Yeah, but I think WWE might be kind of a little iffy on a Eugene character in today's climate. Although, I think they could bring it back because they can do anything. They can take a mask off of Kane and make it mean something and make it real. Yeah, they can do whatever they want. Her. I don't know if they actually would now that they're partnered with parent companies and all that shit that goes on.
But, like, Taker was able to shed his character for his Hall of Fame. So, like, there's, to me, I know there's no disrespect, there's a vast difference between the Eugene character and the Undertaker character, but it's still just shedding the character and being yourself and getting inducted. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility at all.
I think it would be a quicker route for doing so.
You're gonna come out and like spray like water out of your jacket.
I did that. I wrestled Benoit on TV, and I had the flower that squirted water on him. But I don't think the camera picked it up very well.
So you deserve it more than Ray Apollo, then, I guess, is what you're trying to
say. No, all of us. All of us. I think there's seven guys that played Doink. I think
Lombardi, all of them, Matt Bourne.
Yeah, Matt Bourne. It was Steve Kern did it. Brawler did it. I believe one of the Headbangers did it. I think.
Chad,
and then
probably.
Jericho did it once, and then I think somebody recently did it, but I don't know who that was.
What about the Conquistador? Should they go in?
Yeah, I was a Conquistador once.
So by the time we're talking this time next year, somebody, you'll be a two-time Hall of Famer.
Eddie Christian stole the gold outfits. We just had a black mask that said C on the side. Looked like ears.
One of the things that I love, like going back and watching you and being able to even be on cards with you and being able to see you perform is your ability to feel the crowd and ad lib. Where does that, like, what do you attribute that to? Is that just years of experience? Is that something that, you know, people have handed off to you? Where do you get, because it's unbelievable to me, just your ability to feel and change and ad lib and always like keep when you go out there, man, everybody's on their feet. Everybody's loving what you're doing. So that ability alone just blows me away. What do you attribute that to?
I think that's one of those things that either somebody has it or they don't. You know, like the kids that grow up and they're the show offs in class, and they're the ones that are making everybody laugh, and they don't know why they do it. They just do it. But I really harnessed it when I worked with Rip Rogers, because Rip, he might give me a finish of the match and he might not. We wouldn't talk about anything. And he would go out there and dictate in the ring everything I should do step for step. And I could hear the crowd react. So I didn't have to think about anything except for where I was in that exact moment. Am I fired up? Am I selling? Am I getting the crowd rowdy? Whatever it is, I knew I had to be where I was, but I could hear the crowd and I wouldn't have to think about, you know, where I need to go next, because I didn't know. I was just following. And it was that ability to, you know, feel the crowd and work the crowd and, you know, get them up as high as you can get them before you cut them down or bring them back or whatever you need to do. So it was just, it's experience. And it's just, I think it's just, it's part of that it factor that, you know, I want to be humble. I don't want to say that I have a huge amount of it factor, but there's something in that being a show off or being the class clown or being, you know, an entertainer or somebody that can just go out there and they have a relationship with the crowd and they're not afraid to be a public speaker or go out there and make a fool of themselves and, you know, to get a laugh. So yeah. I just find it fun. I'll go out, if I wrestle independents, I will intentionally try to not talk to my opponent just to see if I can make him sweat. And usually that happens. Just go talk it out there. Because, I mean, a lot of guys don't do that. And that's really the way you learn how to perform in front of a live audience, is go out there and just do it. Feel it. But it is difficult to do. Sometimes it's nerve-wracking.
Well, Mr. Dinsmore, this has been an absolute pleasure. You gave us way more time than I expected. It is so much appreciated.
Send the priest to the altar boy.
Handsome Kevin is a great addition to our crew, and no better way to celebrate his birthday than to have you be a part of it. So thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. We could probably do another hour with you on a different day, so we'll reach out.
Get to your birthday festivities, and I'm going to get to downloading porn.
You don't have to download it anymore. You can just go right to like a website.
It's
right
on the phone, but then they track you on the phone. Every time I put porn on, it tells me I'm driving. I'm not driving. That's how they get you.
I think it's just trying to tell you keep both hands on the wheel.
Both hands on the phone. Both hands on my Johnson. I don't know what it is.
Well, don't get too drunk to jerk off, all right?
Hopefully tonight's not number two.
Good night, Mr. Dinsmore. Thank you so much. What an absolute pleasure.
Take care, Lou Jean.
Thank you very much.
Lou Jean.
All right, we got one that should be showing up momentarily at 8 o'clock. no disrespect to the rest of the lineup. It's the last big hitter.
Well,
yeah. So I will pull back the curtain. 7:45 I was in talks with Kevin Sullivan, and then he kind of just stopped responding. And I sent the Hail Mary message this morning with the link, hoping he would show up.
Yeah.
But he did not. He was going to be the 7:45 But the 8 o'clock is going to knock your fucking socks off.
I'm already blown away. It was like to see Nick pop in there. I was like, I was just talking about him and to him. He was at the show I worked on Saturday.
Like me and Kevin, like before you guys jumped in, like we got down here at like around like our time, like 6:15, 6:20 or something like that, and we were literally talking about Eugene, and because I have a memory of a goldfish, I didn't realize he was on the show tonight. And the fact that he came in literally popped me just as much as it probably popped Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's great.
He's a fucking maniac. The only other person that reminds me of him is when we talk to Mikey Whipwreck. Like, they're two guys cut from the same mold. Just jump right in, have a fucking blast, just constantly joking around. It's amazing time.
Oh yeah, he's great. Before the show on Saturday night, he was sitting on the bleachers, and guys were in the ring doing what they do, and he's sitting with one of the other guys there. His name's Trent Hammer, you go, hey, come over here. I go over there. They're like, we're trying to figure this out, because he's like, I don't feel like working the last match of the night. He goes, what if we get Possum to steal the belt, right? Goes, and then if it's not a world title match, it's not the main event.
he is
so fun to be in a locker room with, and just listen to him tell stories, listen to him talk to guys about, you know, different spots and stuff like that. And I've been there. I worked a six-man tag with him where, like, you know, all the other guys are trying to put it together, and he's just like, yeah, we'll call in the ring.
Does he mind that you're part of a wrestling podcast where you critique wrestling? Does he give a shit about that? Or do any wrestlers give a shit about that, like, in your world?
Not anybody that has talked to me about it, I guess.
Yeah.
So,
like,
no,
do they look at, like, so, like, for me, like, and I'm sure Matt and Tony have experienced this too at some point. It's like, oh, that's the guy from that wrestling podcast who talks about wrestling and talks about shows all the time. Like, that never happens with you as someone that's actually in the business?
No, it hasn't to this point. And I think that, you know, I feel like I'm easy enough to talk to you that if somebody did, like, you know, they would come to me at least. I would think at least.
It's always a weird dynamic, Matt, I feel like. No?
It's never happened to me.
Yeah, me neither, actually. So, yeah, I guess we're all in the same boat there. T-Donk?
It happens to me all the time. People, that's like, right. Fucking
your mom gives you shit all the time in the locker room.
I will gladly bow out for this.
No way.
Dr. Tom, how are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, great.
Kevin, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
I did not tell you this in our correspondence. He has like a framed piece of art that hangs by his bedroom of the Heavenly Bodies.
Yes, I do.
Oh my God. He's sicker than I thought. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. How are you guys doing tonight?
Amazing. Amazing. So great to have you on, Dr. Tom. This is a lifetime dream come true for Handsome Kevin.
All right. Well, again, Handsome Kevin, I'm glad I got I'm trying to keep this camera straight here. I'm trying to get you get to see where we're training at tonight. We're at the SPCW Arena doing some training tonight. So,
wow.
Yeah.
One half of my favorite tag team ever. I have a custom art piece from Sam Evans of you and Gigolo Jimmy Del Rey.
So he wasn't ribbon.
Bedroom. Oh, no. No, I swear.
We'll get it.
Real.
Well, that's very cool, man. I don't know too many people do, but that's awful cool, man. Very, very nice.
My favorite tag. You and Gigolo Jimmy Del Rey, man. It's my favorite tag team ever.
Oh, ever. That's very nice. Jimmy was a great guy, so too bad. Oh, wait a minute. I got to dismiss that. Make sure I call. So, very cool. What are you guys talking about tonight?
Well, what Handsome Kevin hasn't told you is when he's trying to seduce his wife, he does the gigolo
thing. Oh! How's that working out for you?
We don't have any kids.
Black-eyed, yeah. Do you black out your tooth too? Because without the tooth missing, I think there's those elements you need to really make sure of. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
And then he goes, he goes to Spirit of Halloween and buys a red wig and puts it on. And then...
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's always a winner, too. Yeah. I can tell you, I think these guys, hey, Audrey, do you think a missing tooth gigolo with red hair would get it for you?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Okay.
These kids don't know what they're talking about. Right?
Yeah, not these days. That's for sure. Very cool, man.
You got to hit your 40s before you understand that.
Yeah.
Look, yeah. Dr. Tom, we're just celebrating Kevin's birthday. We had David Sullivan. We had Savio Vega. Eugene Dinsmore was just here.
Oh,
so
wow.
His mind is blown.
Outstanding, man. You see, you have friends who care about you, Kevin, so they fixed this all up, right?
Yeah, clearly, man. I'm shocked.
Well, I think there's more to come. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Not that I know anything. I'm just going to say there's got to be bigger surprises than this later. I would hope.
He gets this, and then we kick him out.
Yeah, very cool. So,
I'm a giant tag team wrestling fan. Obviously, a huge fan of your work. You did a lot of great tag team work. Is there a team or a partner that, like, who's your favorite to work with?
Well, you know, I think both Jimmy and Stan were two different guys, but I had a great time with both. You know, I mean, for Stan, obvious reasons, you know, he was a lot of fun. Jimmy was a lot of fun too. He was a different worker than Stan was in the ring, but they were both really good guys to hang out with. Yeah, I mean, I can't. It's like picking your kid. You know, who's your favorite kid?
How did you feel about that whole Smoky Mountain integration into WWE in 1993 or late 92, 93, and how you guys were portrayed? Do you guys feel like you were portrayed on the same level as like the Steiner brothers or like the Natural Disasters and that kind of stuff?
No, it was the tag team division was so weak at that time. We came in on the tail end of it with the Steiners. We got to work Detroit and SummerSlam and stuff like that. But yeah, it was just a different vibe. And it had to go through that vibe to be revived again. So, yeah, for a while there, we had some good matches with the Steiners and some other guys. But, I mean, the tag team division wasn't really looked at that serious back then. So, you know, we were in that spot. Rock and Roll came in. We did a couple matches with them. And, you know, that was cool and all. But it was still the land of the big men and yet, to recover from past issues, I guess, right. I could say, you know.
And that was going to be my next question. How do you feel about the fact that you guys were both, you guys and Rock and Roll, were brought in pretty much, if not at the exact same time, you were brought in relatively close together. So how do you feel about that situation of that them putting two new tag teams together in a match that no one's outside of the WWE audience may not have known about?
Well, we knew that going in. We knew that there was going to be a strike against us because we were all four from the South. So we knew that was going to be the Eastern crowds, Northeastern crowds weren't going to dig what we were doing. But, you know, we tried to give them good matches. And, you know, the Rock and Roll Express is legendary in their own right. So people knew about them. I think it was just the fact that the timing was what it was and things were happening with WCW more so.
Man, I could watch the the Heavenly Bodies and the Rock and Roll Express over and over and over again. You guys worked so well together.
Well, I could work with those guys over and over and over again. I knew it was a night off, you know. So it was it was a lot of fun. I can't complain. I have nothing to complain about my time in WWE. It was just, I think, bad timing and that's on us because we should have made the time for us. But it was what it was, and we had a blast.
And now you're the JP Wrestling Academy, big NWA pay-per-view this weekend, and a lot of your students were a part of that, Kylie Page and Thrillbilly Silas.
Yeah, man, we got back. I got back yesterday from Cleveland. It was a great house, great people, great show. I thought it was a great show. It was an awesome interesting show. Yeah,
outside of Sal the Pal doing lines of blow after he lost.
Wow.
Wow. They showed it on TV. What do you want me to say, Dr. Todd?
I know. No, I saw it. I saw it too, and I kind of went, huh. So that's what we've come to. So,
Wow. Well, yeah. Dr. Tom, we appreciate you. I know you're busy. I know you're teaching class. We appreciate the break and joining us for Handsome Kevin's birthday. This is beyond awesome for him.
Anybody with the first name Handsome is okay in my book. You know, Handsome Jimmy, Handsome Johnny. You know, you guys know who Handsome Johnny is. Valiant. You don't know who Handsome Johnny is.
Handsome Johnny Valiant?
Yeah. No. Handsome Johnny from Chaotic Wrestling. Do some research on that. Find out who Handsome Johnny from Chaotic Wrestling years and years ago turned into today. He's in a tag team today in WWE. Handsome Johnny from Chaotic Wrestling.
Chaotic is up in the New England area.
New England. Correct? Yeah, that was your killer philosophy.
We know Chaotic very well.
It's fucking Warbeard Hansen.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's pretty handsome. I mean, so you're saying you just can't put Hans, because does he live up to the Handsome moniker over here, Handsome Kevin?
If Gigolo Jimmy can be a gigolo, come on. What are we talking about here, guys? The gigolo did good business too, kids.
So. He's also a fan of the graffiti too, I've heard.
Exactly. Yes. So, anyway. Cool, guys. Hey, thank you for having me on. I'd love to come back and do it again.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
And again, happy birthday, Handsome Kevin.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right,
man. Thank you, Dr. Tom. What a pleasure to have you, sir.
Peace. See you guys.
Take care.
What a freaking honor.
A little side note.
One of the best trainers of all time.
Dr. Tom Bruce, first brothers in wrestling we've had on the show. Maybe. Gotta be, right? I mean, unless you count Dave and Kevin Sullivan. But I mean, shoot, brothers.
Any Samoan lineage that we've had that may have been brothers?
Oh, Austin Theory and Lance in Hawaii.
That's right. Great theory.
That popped, Matt.
Oh, gosh. All right. I am like super, I don't give a shit about the rest of the show. I'm super relieved that all the big hitters came through. But no disrespect to the rest of the crew that's coming through. But man, I just got lucky with all those guys. And man, the rest of the show is going to be quite a hoot.
Thank you, guys. So much, man.
This was Matt's baby. This is Matt doing what he does best.
It's Savio, Dr. Todd. Like, man, Dr. Erotic. I know he's, you know, they don't call him Dr. Erotic, but I call him Dr. Erotic.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what time is our next guest?
8:15.
Oh, shit.
Time to,
I know we'll find some time for it, Tony. I know you got some stuff in the that you prepared, right?
Yeah, and I'm staying later than usual for you tonight, Handsome Kevin.
Well, we're not going to do like a full show when we're done. We can, so don't feel like you need to stay up all night, T Donk. It is Handsome Kevin's birthday.
No, I said I'm not leaving early because I'm celebrating his birthday with him.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
So Dr. Tom is the reason we have a Skype phone number.
Yes.
I mean, we were going to get one, but he was like, call me. And I'm like, no, Dr. Tom, no, this is video. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do? So then Tony's like, he texts me like early. He's like, do we need the number for tonight? I'm like, I guess. I don't know. I got to email Dr. Tom, and then Dr. Tom gave me his phone number, and I'm texting Dr. Tom.
And I knew I was going to be tied up today at work, so this morning before I left, I got us the Skype number, and I said, here, in case we need it. And that's why I left after I joined the party, because I told Matt to join the other thing that we have set up in StreamYard, and we tested out the Skype just to make sure it was working. So we were all systems go for Dr. Tom tonight.
Wow.
Yeah.
And once somebody said yes, I was a pit bull and I would not let you go. I was fucking annoying as fuck.
Oh my God. Yesterday morning, he's like, your mom sure she's in?
Diana had to kick it off.
In?
It's time for the big cat, Bill Williams.
What's up, Billy?
JJ Rogue.
Hey, Bill. Thank you very much, man.
49, right? Doorstep of 50 is what I remember.
That's yeah, right. Yeah. Sounds right. That's me. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
That's kind of hurtful because I'm 49.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was just trying to make a factual statement.
True. Oh, here goes KJG.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something about your facts, all right? Not true.
How's it going? Did you get another rousing game of Twister in today after those clowns so rudely interrupted you on Saturday evening or what?
I was working on it. I was working on it. Yeah, I haven't been able to dust it off quite yet, but we'll get there.
Yeah. I was kind of displeased I wasn't invited into the ring.
I would have loved for you to have been there for that. Yeah, I'm a would have been great.
Kind of plays to my strength. I'm a long guy. I'm fairly flexible for my age and size. So,
yeah,
you know, right hand on red, left foot on yellow. None of that would have fazed me.
Are you a killer when it comes to Twister, Bill?
I'm pretty good.
All right, I believe it, man. I believe it. Do you play game? Are you actually a board game guy, Bill?
Well, I'm mostly Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah. I know you're a trivia guy.
I can be suckered into an occasional game of Scrabble or Settlers of Catan or what have you.
Oh boy, you got to have like 3 free months to play that game, don't you?
Yeah, and a college degree.
Right.
What about the Wordle? Do you dabble in the poor man's Scrabble with the Wordle?
I am currently on, thank you for asking, a 68 game winning streak.
Ah, you're amateur.
All right, Bill. Yeah, well, fucking take it down a level.
I'm at 111.
Fucking 60. Hey. Oh, here we go. Everyone, put your dick on the camera, everybody.
Interrupt me with a good time.
Because of days missed, not Wordles answered incorrectly. I'll
fair
have
enough.
What kind of big cat are you, Bill?
You know, I guess it kind of depends on the day. Most days, I guess I'd fashion myself as a puma.
Ah. Yeah.
But on days I'm feeling, you know, if I got like a good 9 hours of sleep and I'm feeling especially quick and nimble, might dabble in the cheetah realm, I guess. No one's ever posed that question to me before, so I'm kind of just answering off the top of my head here. But I think
no one's ever asked you what kind of big cat you are.
No, I guess people have just kind of came to their own conclusions in their minds and they've been satisfactory. So, but yeah,
what goes on
like all
there?
The cats, big cats, little cats. You know,
big fan of the pussy is what you're saying. 100%. What's the pussy situation in Robbinsdale, Minnesota? Cats everywhere?
Oh yeah, gray ones, feral ones. Yeah, they're out and about.
I tell you, a puma is a very intimidating cat. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah,
I think puma's a good call.
I think they're more in northern Minnesota or. You know, greater pumas for sure, but occasionally they wander into urban and suburban areas, and it usually makes the news. It's a frightening thing.
These Jersey guys, they don't got pumas, Bill.
No pumas out in Jersey?
No.
Oh, okay.
We got fucking deer and bear. How does that sound?
Bear, huh?
Oh yeah,
big bear. The occasional mountain lion.
Yeah, we get foxes sometimes too.
Oh yeah.
I think a puma and a mountain lion are the same creature, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Yeah, I know. I just didn't want to do it. I don't want to bring that up. I don't want to be that guy.
Apparently, it's a panther, too, according to Wikipedia.
Ooh, panther. Yes.
Yeah. Panther, puma, mountain lion are pretty much the same big cat.
We're with big cat Bill Will on the Twitter. Why would you put trivia runner-up? Wouldn't you just want to be, like, the champion of trivia?
I mean, is that what I want to be? Absolutely. Is that what I usually am? You know, no. But we are competing in the Trivia Mafia. Me and my team, the Cool Dudes, are competing in the Trivia Mafia Tournament of Champions this weekend.
All right.
In Minneapolis. So, you know, if I'm anything but a runner up there, we'll get a $1,000 check. So,
nice. What is your strongest subject?
Right, oh, yeah. One at a time.
History and geography. Absolutely.
Dork. You don't have that fucking nerd downtown Petey Brown on your team, do you? Because he came on for wrestling trivia and he looked like he had an enema. He shit all over the floor. It was disgusting.
Well, see, the trivia runner-up suggests that, you know, you didn't get first, but you got close.
What do we call that, Tony?
My teammate. I don't think runner-up would even qualify.
Big Bill, have you ever...
All that Red Bull, I think, kind of rotted the brain, you know?
Oh, no, don't do the Red Bull. That's not good for you.
No, well, I don't. I'm talking about downtown Petey Brown.
Have you ever encountered that that dastardly son of a bitch, J.J. Rogue, in a wrestling ring?
Well, I kind of, you know, one of the things I was kind of hoping to do was to clear the air here tonight between me and J.J. You know, we've had our differences in the past, but I just wanted you to know, now that I have officially refused to keep toting the AWF line and come out and smile and shake hands and kiss babies, it was never anything I had against you, JJ. It was just something the company wanted me to do. I had to come out and be that guy that the crowd could cheer for. But the secret is I admired you from the start. The day you burst on the scene in AWF, and it really hurt me to have to treat you the way that I did. But now that I can finally be my true self, I'm liberated to be my true self. I just want to say I'm sorry for all past transgressions, and I hope that we can interact as comrades moving forward.
You know,
comrades.
I had suspected that all along. Of course. And one thing that I can tell you is if you really want a revolution, if you really want to start a revolution, you're going to need a little capital.
You know, sometimes you got to work with the system to overthrow the system. So I wouldn't be opposed to that suggestion.
Well, if you're smarter, if you're smarter at some trivia, you might get some bankroll going.
What's that? Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Like I said, $1,000 up for grab. I would have to split that with the other cool dudes, but I think it would be a cool 180 coming my way. If
how many people are on this fucking team? Jesus.
Six.
You had six people on a fucking team, and you can't win a goddamn tournament.
Usually, it's just four of us cool dudes, but because they allowed six, we recruited a couple cool chicks.
Oh, very smart. Dude, no, you're never gonna win, bro.
Not only do they bring just great knowledge in general, but these cool chicks will help to cover us should, like, menstruation be one of the categories or something. You know? certain areas where me and my cool dudes
kind of like Petey Brown, just drop it on the floor.
Yeah, like that.
Interesting.
I do Tuesday trivia nights, and there are questions that I would have no idea, and the girls that I play with.
Because you guys don't know about women!
All right, so pretend I didn't hear that.
You have to yell for.
That's why I'm trivia runner-up.
I mean, I never win, but we're still in contention all the time.
That's fucking great. Everyone gets a
participation trophy. I didn't realize this was the fucking brag about second place podcast tonight. Holy shit.
It is now.
It's difficult to even place, Tony. It really is. When you're playing with an enlightened crowd like that in Minneapolis, Minnesota, even to take home the silver or bronze medal is a pretty astounding feat.
I didn't realize that trivia in Minnesota is so fucking cutthroat.
Oh, yeah. It's
what do you guys play? Do you guys play at Twin Peaks?
What does that mean?
Twin Peaks. It's like the Hooters of the Midwest.
Like the 1990s TV show with the...
No. But I like the way you think. No, it's like Hooters, but instead of like white tank tops and orange shorts, it's like denim, like Daisy Dukes and like flannel cutoffs.
Oh, okay, yeah,
wow, it is. That it seems like it's a Texas thing, Tony. I just looked it up.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, they got him in Indy. I know.
I don't think we got Twin Peaks.
Oh, boo!
Our locations vary. Yeah, but where?
Yeah. Wow.
Well, there you go,
man. Yeah.
I respect you.
If I'm ever out in Jersey, Swick, you said is it Swick? I'm trying SWK.
No, it's SWK. So SWK. We're both named Kevin. So I wanted to remove the Kevin from my thing so people wouldn't confuse me with the birthday boy when it's actually.
So are you Kevin. SWK like sexy something Kevin?
100%.
Sexy whale kisser. Like fat chicks.
Both true.
Yeah, if I ever find myself in Jersey, you know, we'll go to a Twin Peaks. We'll play some trivia.
No, I wish they had Twin Peaks here. They don't have them in this part of the world. No.
You know, whatever they have, we'll take home that second place gift card, baby.
See, I like this guy's thinking. It makes sense.
I mean, I can tell you right now, Bill is absolutely one of my favorite people that I've met through professional wrestling. I'm not blowing smoke up your ass, Bill. Here, he is. He's great to be around. He's great to talk to. He's great to work with. He's great in the ring. Bill, you're absolutely one of my favorites that I get to work with. I'm always excited to see you on the card, man. I appreciate everything that you've done for me. The knowledge that you've given me. So thank you for everything, Bill. It's been awesome to be able to work with you.
Yeah, Kev, likewise, man. It's been great having you on the scene. Nope. You do really fun stuff, bring an element to the shows that doesn't exist without you. And I've really enjoyed our interactions in the ring. Like I said, even though they've been a little we've had our difficulties in the past, but I'm looking forward to a more harmonious future.
All right, now for the shits. You really are.
You're set.
Was that a poo?
Well, what?
Matt was on allaboutcats.org.
Oh, is there an allaboutcats.org? Well, Big Bill, this was an absolute pleasure. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. We need to have you come back on the show. We need to do a proper interview about Cat, Bill Williams. Because yeah. I went on your Twitter, and you're pretty shredded dude, Big Cat, Bill Williams. So I think you might be pretty good in the wrestling ring.
Yeah, I mean,
he's great.
I think I have a winning record, which is more than I can say about Trivia. So.
Do you have a cage match?
I don't. I do have. Yes, I believe I do. Yeah. Though I've never been in one. Yeah.
That old gag. Well, good luck at the trivia, Bill. And yeah. Your $180.
Yeah. Thanks, dudes. Thanks for having me on. Kev, happy birthday again. And next time, I want an invite to that Twister Fest.
You got it, man. Anytime. Anytime.
Adios, amigos.
Thank you, Mr. Bill Williams. Revolutionary man. Bill Williams.
All right, tell him that you're the Naked Twister champion, or does he not know that?
All right, next up. Oh. Someone didn't pay their electric bills. Stonehenge, what's up?
It's been a rough couple of days ever since these clowns came and interrupted our little birthday bash.
We need some volume, buddy. We can't hear you. Sorry. Very faintly, dude.
My phone is broken. Here, should I? What if I just yell the whole time?
That works.
Well, he got
honestly,
you for a few.
That might be my only solution. I'm in the dark because last Saturday my heart was broken by some clowns. Literally, we were supposed to play Twister for hours. We were supposed to twist all night for the fans.
We were going to twist all night, man.
Oh, you were serious about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. This Twister stuff isn't a joke. It's every Tuesday.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll just hold off till Tuesday.
Yeah, well, we'll wait, man. It's just right around the corner.
But today's your actual birthday?
No, Saturday. Saturday was my birthday.
Okay. Good. Well, I'm going to pretend to me. Every day should be your birthday because you're a special guy to me and everybody else.
Thank you, Stoney.
Just as good as you are at Twister, you're even better at life.
Thank you, Stoney. I appreciate that.
No one told me Stonehenge was a wordsmith.
Oh, yes. Stoney can. He's always got the words. He's got the right words.
Yeah.
He may have the right words, but he doesn't have the light words.
No.
Oh, fucking boo.
Stoney, where'd you go?
Yeah, what happened?
Stoney?
We lost Kevin. We lost Stonehenge.
I'm right here. I'm sorry, I got my nuts twisted practicing for tomorrow.
I think I get could see him there. No, oh, he's gone.
He's gone.
Oh, we lost the Stonehenge. Oh, he's back.
No, nope, wrong guy.
Oh my goodness. Well, fuck it. Bring him in. He's early. But I don't know what happened to this guy.
Hey, Lover Boy Al.
Joe.
Hey! He's wearing a shirt. Yay!
Yay!
Hey, Al.
Hi, Al.
What's up, guys?
How much? How are you?
Just living the dream. I've not got any weather forecast lately. It's getting cold down here.
I'm fucking off. You know what, Al? I was fucking busy putting this together for this fucking chode. So can you cut me some slack today?
Yes, it's fine.
Thank you. You're a good man, Al. There was a lot of stress. Look, can I just Stonehenge is he's having a rough to go about it. His phone is trash. The interaction with Savio Vega setting it up made me nervous because it was all like, I fly Puerto Rico. And I'm like, oh no, what is going on here? So all day I didn't think this any of these big guests were going to come in. And then I got the biggest of all, Al Day, here. So now I'm. But I can't keep up with the weather right now, Al. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're getting on the lawn the next episode, you know, calling us. All the big hitters are over now. And I was like, hey, wait a second. I'm supposed to be on the.
Al, I gotta sell it. I gotta sell it to make him think like he can relax, but he can't. He's got to be on his game.
Yeah, he's never on his game. I don't know what to talk about.
Oh, Al.
Yes, I know. We also do a podcast with him. I know.
he's like that mid-carter that you can plug him in. That's what Ted always says. He's a good hand, and that's about it.
It's like when Scott Casey showed up on one of the teams at Survivor Series.
That's fair. Yeah.
We need a fifth. Where's Casey? Get him in there.
Freaking Mustache Mountain. Scott Casey.
Al, did you see one half of the Heavenly Bodies?
I did. I've been watching the whole show, Kevin.
I didn't. I never thought that I'd have to tell him that I had a painting of him in the master bedroom. But
you should have went. This the first thing you look at and the last thing you look at every day, did you?
Every day. No, I didn't tell him that, but it's every day.
Well, that and the cast of Boy Meets World, you creep.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, Tony.
Oh, I tried for them, too.
No way!
Did you try Topanga?
Tried them all. Some of them, you got to be fucking Twitter blue to get into their DMs.
Mm. Yeah, well, we could have signed up for that.
I didn't want to pay $8 just to
you would have.
$8 to get Topanga?
Handsome Kevin's not worth the
$8. $8 a month? What do you think? I'm made of fucking money.
You
over
only
here?
Needed it for one day. I mean, look, I know Elon doesn't need the money, but come on, $8, bro.
Did you try Mr. Feeny?
Is he still alive?
Oh yeah. He out there.
Al, what did you get? What did you get? Fucknuts for his birthday? Anything? Did he get it yet?
I sent three boxes that might have got him in trouble with the wife.
Oh, were they full of shit?
They were full of a lot of figs and just different wrestling swag, stuff like that.
Nice. Still waiting for my box.
A Sully autograph.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. David Sullivan? He was just on the show.
No. Kevin, the Task.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
I was going to guess like the pilot that that landed in the river.
A big aviation fan over here.
Yeah, big flight guy. Big. Huge.
No, I got woken up on Saturday morning, a bunch of packages down there from my main man, Al. And Al's great, man. Now that I can see you, thank you very much, man, for everything. You're a rare friend, man, and I very much appreciate you, man.
Hey, man, it's all good, brother. Like I said, there's only once I get to send you a Stomp Crush figure for the first time.
Stomp in Paradise?
Well, the Series 1 Stomp Crush is quite possibly one of the worst figures because he looks like a Spirit Squad Crush.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Dude,
it's bad. It's
I love that figure series though. The Stomp series, like the Headbangers and like Austin and Rock, and I think China had one. And
yeah,
oh,
it was nice of you to send me something I can give you for Christmas. I appreciate that.
Thank you. The gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, no. I'm sending it back to Al.
Oh, no, no. You're giving it to me. I need that crush figure. I'm a big Brian Adams guy. Everything I do.
Boo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tony got it. Matt Lydell.
Matt Seidel? Matt Lydell?
What a fucking callback. Jesus. Holy shit. Al, what are you drinking there?
Don't worry about it.
It's a birthday celebration. Here. Look,
no, I saw y'all were giving people crap about not having a drink for Kevin's birthday, so I got a. Well, this was about three fingers of Elijah Craig, so was.
What's Elijah Craig?
You don't want to know.
It's a bourbon whiskey.
Copy that.
I would take six fingers of Elijah Wood. Am I wrong?
Tony hand
when he was like when he was Frodo, yeah, fuck yeah, his tiny little fucking hobbit hands in your asshole. What's Tanner's?
Right, write that down, buddy. Hobbit hands in your asshole. Happy birthday, Kevin.
My hey, precious.
Hobby hands or hobbit hands in your asshole.
Be a fucking, that should be a metal band.
What world are we living in right
fucking
now?
Hobbit hands. Kevin played for them in the 90s. I swear to God, Al's got the kind of voice where if somebody called me and told me a family member died, like I wouldn't be sad. Like, Tony, your cousin died. I'd be like, holy shit, that's beautiful.
All right, so. I checked out for a little bit. I had to pee. It was a necessary
bitch bladder,
evil.
Kevin.
I had to do it. Where are you from?
I live currently in Huntsville, Alabama.
Okay, that sounds right.
Yeah, the Rock.
Oh, really?
Why do you say that, Kevin? So I wasn't sure if you were like Minnesota. Like that's I'm like this guy does not sound like a Minnesota guy.
No, not Minnesota guy. Was raised kind of in the northeast corner of Alabama, so. Yeah, this accent is earned. It's been here ever since. So.
God bless you. Do you know Conrad Thompson?
I do.
Attaboy.
I see him fairly regularly out and about in town. Like his favorite restaurant in town is, 2 minutes from the house. So.
How was Huntsville?
Just a heads up, Al, you're in a freeze warning, so just be careful.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate that. That's what I need, Matt.
Now, look. Get excited. The weekend, 72, 74, 76 on next Monday. So things are warming up, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was in the 90s on Saturday. Ugh. It was rough.
Yeah, it was delicious. Pretty gross.
Disgusting.
How do you deal with that beard and the heat?
It's not so bad. Once it gets so long, you just don't even notice it anymore.
Interesting.
I'm gonna send out once we get off the show. I'm gonna send Al a picture of what my beard was like. It's pretty much like that.
Why? Just send him Knobs's butthole.
He's seen it.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Hey man, if I had to, you had to.
Yeah.
Oh, so you fucking just texted him out of the blue?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The funny thing was the connection to Alabama. Matt reached out to Conrad Thompson for something, and Conrad Thompson responded with the fucking butthole.
To be fair, because I know he's going to listen back, we had Casey Catal and Brandon Kirk in studio at my apartment, and we were talking about it, and the true prince of pro was quick to send that my way. Mr. Matt, who's always in the ear. And then several years later, Conrad resent it. I think with just the caption, what is this life, or something like that. I was like, you ain't gonna scare me, bro. I've seen that already. I've looked death in the eye. I know what it's like.
First time I've heard it described like that.
Do you remember those paintings they used to look at, like in the late 90s? They had them all in the mall where it looks like just a bunch of gibberish, but if you look at it at the right angle, like it's like an actual picture.
What are they called?
We need Nasty Boy's butthole.
Oh
hanging
God!
On somebody's wall.
Wait! You want Al to get to work on a
no.
Knobs?
No, you're not drawing that, Kevin.
Al,
no.
My man.
You do a lot of things, but no.
Get a couple more fingers in you, and maybe.
I commissioned a gigolo Jimmy Del Rey painting. Like, that's the extent of my art.
What was it? What were they called? But Tony, I don't hate that idea, to be honest with you. I think it would sell. A 3D art. 3D art? Is that what it was called?
Yeah, yeah. And then when you look at it, it's Brian.
And then, like, you have to focus your eyes. Then if you focus your eyes enough and you see the nasty boys bending over with their buttholes, like, in your face.
Yeah, you've given too much to this KJG.
Yeah, he really I don't hate it. Thinking about
as a novelty item, I don't hate it.
You wouldn't hang that in your house, though, would you?
No, not at all.
Bathroom.
I mean, for a rib, if I would hang it in your house.
You could hang it in the bathroom.
Like, when you have, like, your wrestling friends over, I'd hang it in your house. And when they go to the bathroom, they would look at it, and they would then see the nasty boys with the splatter paint and their buttholes out.
I'd send it to my mother to hang up in her apartment.
Well, your mother's a different creature altogether.
Dave Sullivan, big fan of your mother. He sent me a message. Love mommy, he said.
Is he single? Is Dave single?
Oh, you can hook up with the
There
equalizer?
You go. Wait.
This feels awkward.
No, let's do it. Matchmaker Matt. That's a new
Thanks.
Shirt. That's
I'm
new
glad idea. It went well. Loved mom. I just said awesome.
Everybody loves
wanna...
mom. Come on now.
Yeah.
It's not my mom. I can't be. It's not my mom to be doing. You know,
she's
that.
The
not,
Shining Wizards mom. She's all of our moms.
Yeah, but I'm not comfortable trying to play matchmaker. What if it goes wrong? What
I've
if
never
it hurts?
Met her
What if it? What if it breaks HK's heart?
No, it's. Oh, please.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. We have to consider his feelings. That's a good point, Matt. Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin, how would you feel about that if we hook up Tony's mom with Evad Sullivan?
I don't think I quite like that at all.
Yeah,
no. Well, you could throw a fit and dress like a Hulkamaniac and carry around a teddy bear, see if you can get some sympathy.
All right. I like it. I like it.
There's an angle there, right? We can work an angle.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's what I do.
It's a shoot, brother.
Al, when's the next Tots pod recording?
It'll be sometime this week. We haven't nailed it down. We talked earlier today, and I said, well, you got the Wizards tonight, and just left it at that, you know, when I was talking to him.
And you knew about all this?
Yeah. Matt's been planning this for months now, dude.
So you guys want to give us a little teaser for next week's episode, or maybe a little get off the lawn?
He said it's going to be me, because I said...
Well, Matt will be on the list, yeah, because I'm not getting weather reports. I'm a, you know, I'm just a chump that they got on here.
I didn't say chump. Don't put fucking words in my mouth, Al. Right, maybe you're chump because you brought a fucking Crush Stomp figure, but I ain't say you were a chump for.
It was a free fig.
It was free? Where are you getting fucking free figures from?
From our sponsor.
Yeah, it's J&J Figures.
I can't read your guys' fucking hats. What, are you kidding me? I don't even know if his is a real hat, Handsome Kevin's tonight. Last week it was Rufus's, and it was spelled like RSVP or something stupid.
I'm wearing Rufus's. Another one.
What does it say? Funyuns? What does it say?
It's a Ruka hat.
Oh, the fucking Ruka. I hope you Ruka into a fucking wall.
Fucking Ruka. Holy shit.
Let's just make this a fucking party. Bring him in, too. Let's just there fucking...
Hey! What's up?
What's up?
No, it's fucking Steven Adler from fucking Guns N' Roses is here tonight. I've never actually seen Duke. This is exciting.
Yeah, me Hold either, man.
Yeah, it's a handsome fella.
I gotta tell you, HK, you weren't kidding when you said he was a good-looking Swedish fella.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh,
yeah.
There we go.
Hey. Question. Sunglasses.
Hey. Yeah, man.
It's not about.
The So these sunglasses are from our sponsor at Ambassador Sunglasses. So if you think they look good on me, I mean, they probably look good on you, too. So why don't you go get yourself a pair?
The more I hide my face, the better. So you're good.
I also got this year of Duke and Rome. You see this bad boy?
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's me delivering an arch plow to birthday boy there. You can get that bad boy at pwts.com.
This is merch. Seeing Duke now, because since I listened to the podcast, this is like seeing Jushin Thunder Liger without his mask on. Now I know what he looks like, and it goes with the voice. My fucking mind is blown.
What'd you think he looked like?
I don't know. Not like
Jushin Thunder Liger.
I've known Duke for he's been my best friend for over 30 years. So
I'm so like, so sorry, Duke.
When other people are like, "Oh, this is the first time I've seen," I'm like, "Well, what did you imagine he would be like?"
I don't know. You're like a short little stubby Midwestern dude, and he looks like a cool dude.
Yeah, you guys should be friends.
Yeah, take that, birthday boy.
Oh, you're gonna take it, aren't you? Oh, yeah.
Duke, how tall are you?
I'm about 6 feet.
See, that doesn't make sense.
He's a shade over six.
Am I supposed to be a giant?
No, but I picture Handsome Kevin following around going, "You want to play ball, Spike? You want to play ball?" And then you just smack him in the face and go, "No."
I saw the new Shining Wizards picture from Kevin's trip to Jersey, and I was like, what did y'all have Kevin standing on? He's not that tall.
It's a very, very dangerous terrain. He's not level all the time.
Oh, fuck. Duke took his glasses off. Is he blind? Bro, your eyes open? What the fuck?
Yeah, you may want to put them back.
No, they look open to me. No, you're fine.
There you go. Fucking Dr. Again, Johnny Fever over here.
Ambassador Shades, go get yourself a pair.
What's the website?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
Holy shit.
Duke, what did you get Fuck Nuts for his birthday?
It's a secret.
.com.
Checks in the mail?
Something's in the mail.
A fucking gross of those fucking sunglasses.
For years, that used to be our back and forth during any of the holidays, birthdays. It was like, "Hey, man, happy birthday. It's in the mail." I just left it at that. Meanwhile, this asshole's dad works at the post office and never got shit.
Wait, let me ask you, could Al and Duke know each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, they do bonus shows together, man.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, man, we're the three amigos of the Gorilla Brain machine.
Interesting. I think these three Shining Wizards would smush you guys in a cage match.
Okay.
Wait, which three?
Yeah, fucking you, me, and Tony, dude. Okay.
You don't know what world you're stepping into when you see Al. I'm sorry.
I'm not short.
I like our chances, fellas. With all due respect.
I'm scrappy, baby.
I mean,
I know how to work.
You think of a 3-on-3 cage match?
Yeah. War games.
Or maybe we could do Twister or Trivia or whatever you fucking guys consider fun in Minnesota.
Snowball fight.
Yeah, we do that.
How about we just fucking play helicopter until we pass
out? Not so much, but...
what's helicopter?
How do you play helicopter?
When you take your pricks out and you fucking spin them around.
How do you win?
Ask, Matt.
Until you pass out?
How do you lose? Holy shit, is that the bell? Whose fucking bell was that?
That was me.
Man. Holy shit, I felt like Festus for a minute. I thought we were going.
Oh boy.
Oh my god.
Man. Well, this is everything I hoped it would be. Seriously.
This is good.
I was fucking super. Molly sent me in the direction of Al and Duke on the Facebook. And, it was very important for me to get them before I got anybody else. So I'm happy this all worked out. I'm happy everyone was available.
Yeah, man. Happy birthday.
I hope he fucking cries.
My co-host.
Is he frozen?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. No, it's Handsome Kevin might be frozen.
No, he's frozen.
Yeah, I just clipped out.
I got to say, I'm very impressed with this birthday celebration show, you guys. You got Sully's brother. You got Savio Vega. You got the Dr. Desire. Can we do a moment of silence for Gigolo Jimmy?
Oh, yeah.
No, absolutely not.
Because he should probably be here, right?
Should he? Yes. And now he's roofying and raping girls while Tatanka's getting blamed for it.
Allegedly.
Well, you always blame it on the Native American, don't you?
No, you don't. Yeah, that's a fucking thing.
Is this breaking news here?
No, it's not breaking
news.
Gigolo Jimmy a bad guy?
Hey, allegedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
He would never.
You guys reach out to Marty Jannetty?
No, God, no.
Yes, constantly.
That would have been a hell of a gift.
No, we don't need to be accomplices, accessories, or any other thing.
You didn't kill that dude in that bowling alley.
No.
I'm all for Marty Roulette. I'll take whatever version of him he shows up in.
You can make that a bonus show.
Marty's one of my favorite wrestlers of all time, so I don't care. I will have him on anytime.
Kevin will have him any way he wants.
Of course he will. Oh, he's fucking insatiable.
Does
Marty have Frodo hands? Wow, nothing? Really? Absolutely nothing?
So I had to think about who Frodo was for a second, and then it took me too long to realize that it was from Lord of the Rings, and I couldn't
respond. It was a callback.
Because I've never seen it. I've never seen Frodo.
I've never seen it either. I just went on what Matt said.
Yeah. Duke, do you collect action figures like Al and Handsome Kevin? Are you involved in that?
He's a man.
I'm a man.
I got a collection. It's not nearly as impressive as these guys, but I could probably give you a sneak peek when I got it.
Oh, let's go. I'm always
curious. Look at that.
I don't think you can see him up there.
Yeah.
I got me a Jai. I got some Scott Hall. I think I got a Ric Flair, a Hollywood Hogan. So I got, I got a few.
So is that now, WCW era?
Oh yeah, those are the marital aids, the vibrating action figs.
Oh yes.
Wow. God, the vibe.
Actually, I think didn't I send you the Sully vibrator for your birthday last year?
I don't know if it was for my birthday or it was just a special gift, but you sent it to me, man. I got it. I love
it. You send it to Kevin or you send it to Molly?
I mean, I was gonna follow up and ask if you've gotten some use out of it, but.
That one's just Kevin's, all right? That one's only for Kevin, the Sully. Molly can use the rest. Sully is for Kevin only. Why are you showing this?
There is.
What that figure has seen in its life. Is...
Wait, turn it over. Was the paint war on the back?
I'd rather not say.
So I haven't really kept up with the fig collecting as much as I probably should, but I stop from time to time and pick one up.
Nice. Nice. What I saw was, your band was jamming this
birthday
weekend.
Boy here, we kind of bonded over our love of wrestling and action figs back in the day. So go way back there.
I saw your band was playing this weekend. What kind of music you playing, Duke?
Oh shit.
Please tell me he's gonna sing like fucking Happy Birthday. Like,
oh my
Marilyn
God.
Monroe.
What the hell is he doing?
Would I kill him?
You never know with him.
Hey, sorry about that. I lost. I couldn't hear you guys. I thought maybe I was commanding your undivided attention. I was waiting for somebody to say something, and I didn't hear nothing. That's what I did for using the headphones with the cord. Birthday boy kept giving me shit about using the Bluetooth headphones.
That's because when you use the Bluetooth headphones, we always got issues.
Well, apparently we're going to have issues with this cord becoming unplugged. So.
Double T was asking you about your band, man.
Oh yeah, I'm currently playing in a Ramones tribute band called Cretan Avenue Hop.
Nice.
One of my favorite bands growing up. We did a show yesterday. I don't know if you're familiar with the band, but they're known for their real fast tunes. We did about 25 songs in about a half hour.
Sounds about right. Checks out. Sounds like a Ramones set list.
Yeah, it's a nice workout. It's real fun stuff. Actually, that was some of the first shit that
we played.
Kevin and I played back in the day when we started. That was 20 years ago or something like that.
More than, man.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's a lot of fun, man. I mean, I think Kev hung up his bass a little while ago, but I'm still going strong with the bashing the skins and whatnot.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Now. What Duke, what's next? We're wrapping up TNA. If we decided the next year of Duke and Rogue.
Yeah, we've got a couple ideas we've been tossing around. Should we do a straight tease here, what we're thinking? Maybe get some feedback?
Yeah, you can. I mean, we talked about a couple different avenues. You can tease if you want to tease. Yeah, we haven't made a final decision, but
yeah. So I mean, the sooner we get through this TNA, the better. I was proposing we, you know, maybe release two a week. Get done with it. You know,
been that bad, huh?
It's but, bad.
It's like our last season was the Dying Days of WCW. It's similar to that, but it doesn't have the outrageous, you know, so bad is hilarious factor.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of good wrestling action, you know, but yeah, it'll be good to move on from that. But a couple of things we were tossing around was we were thinking about doing, I think it's, what would it be, WrestleMania, somewhere in the mid 90s when they first started doing the In Your Houses. So we cover, you know, I think it was, what is it, WrestleMania 11 to 12 or something like that.
Yep.
Thought that'd be a cool route because, I mean, there's, yeah, a lot of fun characters in the mid-90s there, and that's when the monthly pay-per-view became a thing, you know. We're also thinking about maybe going early 90s WCW.
Oh, yeah.
Dangerous.
That'd be really
Alliance
short, though, right?
Era.
Well, we would do that Clash of the Champions to fill in the hole.
Yeah. I like that.
And then what else were we thinking? We had another idea.
WrestleMania 4 to WrestleMania 5, because we'd fill in the space with the Saturday Night's main event.
Ooh, yeah, I'm kind of digging on that one.
Those are some of my first wrestling memories around that time. So that might be kind of fun.
That would be perfect.
Hey.
Oh boy.
Speaking of perfect.
Hey there, mates.
Hey, big old possum.
How are you doing tonight?
Good, fantastic, man. Good to see you, big old possum.
It's good to see you too there, mate. Are you guys talking about some WrestleMania, eh?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
How are you, possum? You're still down in that
just great.
Same basement as mate. Same basement as last time, or is that a different basement?
I know it's a different basement, you know. I kind of moved from hollow to hollow, so
you still bringing Joey with you, no?
Oh, yeah. Joseph is right here.
Oh, there he is.
It's a little past his bedtime, but I don't trust him up there by himself. So I brought him down for the appearance.
That you, really made me nervous when he moved his phone.
You got to be careful there, mate. Yeah. Could be anything down there.
How does a possum work a phone?
I've learned from some of my mates. They showed me a thing or two, yeah. It's just a couple of buttons, mate, you know, not rocket science.
Fair enough, possum. You know why you're here tonight?
Oh, I believe I'm here because there's a certain birthday boy in the house, am I right?
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing for the big day there, Mr. Kevin?
I'm enjoying it with some great friends.
Yeah, I saw you appear to be fumigating your studio over there. That's one way to celebrate.
God damn.
Little fumigation.
I'm just a guy who likes to throw back a couple of frothies myself. But he's their own, am I right?
What's a frothy?
You're right, possum. You're right.
You know, made a frothy.
You saying froppy?
Frothy, you dummy.
Froth on the tap.
Yeah.
A frothy.
It's a beer double T.
A frothy, yeah.
Ah, okay.
That's how we say it down under, yeah.
Down under where?
Anyway.
I fucking love Big O' Possum. I love you.
Well, I love you guys too. You've been good to me. I believe this is my my third time on the pod, am I right?
Yes, you are, Mr. Possum.
Yeah. Is there any other possums that have been on the pod three times?
No, it's a race between you and Nelly's butthole.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's pleasant company, I'm sure.
How do you feel about cats, Big Ol' Possum?
Lukewarm.
Because this is Nelly.
Oh, hey there, Nelly.
Big Ol' Possum.
Like a nice one, at least.
What would you think if there was a character in wrestling called Lukewarm?
Lukewarm.
That's got to be something.
What kind of maneuvers would he hit?
You know, the tepid.
You know, run-of-the-mill stuff, like one tackle drop down, yeah, maybe yeah, body slam.
Tepid tackle,
something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Lukewarm, I think, would be a huge star.
Yeah. I think you're onto something. Oh, you're on something. One of the two.
Column A, column B.
Yeah.
This is Kevin ruining an interview, part eight.
Now, Possum, do you end up finding a lot of those frothies out in the trash?
Most of the frothies are given to me by the kind owners of the venues that we frequent for our shows. But, yeah, occasionally you can find some remnants in the cans and the recycling bins and whatnot.
What is the most interesting thing you've come across in one of those trash bins?
Mate, I don't even know if I want to get into that.
Give us a taste, Possum.
Podcast? Is it for all audiences? Because if it ain't, we don't want to go down that road there.
Let it rip, Tater Chip.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see you. I see you took a bite out of Dak Draper's butt this weekend.
That's right. Well, it was several weekends ago. I just made the post, but I can still taste it a bit in my mouth. Here. He's a tasty mate, you know that Dak Draper.
He looks like it.
To keep that body looking like it does.
Oh, look at you. This is adorable.
One of the better tasting mates that I've sunk my teeth into. That I can say. Yeah.
Does that happen a lot?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Mike.
Who's you the gotta, worst taste?
You
got
to play to your strength, and my strength
is I got to mute my mic.
Who is the worst tasting, Possum?
You don't want to know, mate, but he keeps okay. close company with yourself.
Oh.
What is the big opossum? Do you dress up for Halloween, or does Joey dress up for Halloween?
Not traditionally. We discuss trick or treating, but Joseph's he's a little scared of strangers after some of his history. If you've ever been to a big opossum wrestling match, you might be able to understand. But young Joseph gets sequestered quite a bit by my opponent, so he's a bit gun shy on the strangers.
Do they celebrate Halloween down under?
Oh, yeah, mate. Big, big, fun time, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Everyone gets Vegemite? Sounds like shit.
It's not good, but traditionally, that's not the snack of choice on Halloween, thankfully, yeah.
What's the snack of choice?
Oh, just your regular 100 grams. Baby Ruth. You know, the usuals.
I don't. I think you're making this up.
Absolutely not, mate. This is, you can fact check all this on the Google, but please don't when we're live.
He named like the two of the least popular candy bars in
the
world.
The other side of the world, mate. Up is down, down is up.
That's What's fair. Wrong with 100 gram, man?
No, they're good, but when you think
it's
of candy
It's a solid
bars,
candy bar.
Hell yeah.
What do you think of? Duke, what do you think of? You think of what? Snickers, Twix?
Milky Way is a good one. Reese's.
Al, M&M's. Support me on this. 100 grand, right?
Oh, yeah. No, great. Just not appreciated as much as the other ones.
I like,
but yes, but he's talking about the other side of the world.
That's right, mate.
They do things differently over there.
All right. Okay, I can respect that.
That's a solid point.
What about y'all, mates? Are any of you going to be dressing up for the big holiday tomorrow?
Nah.
No,
yeah.
I'm an adult. I have a job.
I thought about dressing up as Glacier, but
oh yeah, you just put a spike your hair, put in a contact, and do some karate moves or something, right?
Yeah,
do karate. Some karate.
Yeah,
they have the same karate prowess.
hey, birthday boy. You remember that time I was blue dust for Halloween?
Yeah.
Think I should bring that back?
Bring it back, man.
100%.
Yeah, these guys don't know that. Oh, Alvin.
Oh, man.
You could be blue dust and Handsome Kevin could be blue balls.
That's one of the mates that's kidnapped my Joey right there.
Yeah, and I'll do it again.
Oh!
Yeah, I bet you will. You watch yourself, Elvin Falcone.
I'm watching.
It looks like he's unprotected outside somewhere where maybe there's a dumpster you might be hiding in.
I was just checking the dumpster, the nearest dumpster, to make sure he wasn't around. So,
yeah, you better watch your back.
Is that a Notre Dame hoodie?
It is. It is. God. All day, baby.
Yeah, baby. ND.
Let's go. Let's roll.
Let's roll.
Handsome Kevin, what's with all your Minnesota friends calling from like a fucking alleyway, a dark car? Do you not?
Elvin, you can go ahead. Go ahead, Elvin.
I am getting better as a wrestler, and I'm training right now, so I'm taking a break. Taking a break to say happy birthday to the handsome Kevin. So
thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I think you need to take less breaks from your training then, man.
Wow.
I'll have to put that. I'll put that in the back pocket there.
I fucking love the big possum. God damn it. All right. Well, this is Hansel Kevin's birthday celebration. We got Duke. We got Al. We got Big Possum. We got Alvin Falcone. We're having a great time over here. I don't know. Take Kevin, do something funny.
We got the piece de resistance joining us soon, too.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go. Are we going to go nine boxes?
Yeah, we might have to.
Wow, I don't. Nine.
This is like the red zone.
Yeah, it is. It's active.
Well, wait a minute. We should put Kevin in the middle because it is his birthday. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Nelly.
I feel like I'm on the Brady Bunch here or something.
Yeah. That's your concern right now.
With the nine boxes, yeah.
So wait, if we're going to be the Brady Bunch, we have to make Kevin Mike. There we go.
You're older than me.
Elvin, yeah, but I don't have chicken soup in a bathrobe.
Elvin, you said you're training right now, man?
I am.
Attaboy, man. Attaboy.
I'm outside and it's, you know, it's 30 something degrees, so I
Oh yeah, I know.
Are you in a freezing warning too? Probably.
I hope not.
Don't worry about it, man. It'll hit. It'll hit. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got to ask Double T. He's got you.
Hit me.
Where are you in Minneapolis, Minnesota?
Right now I'm in Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh fuck, another Nebraska guy. You know that Coldstone? You know that guy?
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's 35 degrees and chilly.
Guy's got a great
scoop. That was pretty close.
I'm looking at the Weather Channel right here, Alvin. What do you mean I'm pretty close?
No, I was saying I was pretty close by saying it was about 30 degrees.
Sorry. There's a lot.
Take it easy. Why are you shitting on the guest?
There's a lot going on. I got the cat's asshole in my face. I got the possum down here. There's a lot going on.
But it sounds like you're looking for a fight with Mr. Falcone.
No, I'm not looking for a fight.
Kinda.
Why don't he is a champion now. Take it easy.
Champion of what?
Trivia.
No, I'm stupid.
Are you still the AWF world champion?
You could say that.
All right.
Ooh, where's the belt? You got the belt?
Of course I don't. It's at home.
Oh,
in my
boo.
Trophy case where I keep it.
We love belts.
I think the possum should take the belt.
I would love to take the belt.
Joey.
Is that a challenge?
Make it happen, possum. Make it have some.
Yeah. Big old possum, accompanied by Joseph Alvin Falcone.
Have you guys the possum and Alvin Falcone ever tangled?
He kidnapped my Joey mate.
Right, but like, was there a match, or did he just steal? Well, excuse you, what?
He gave me rabies.
That little
mate, you know that's a lie, mate. Possum can't get rabies.
Nope.
My body temperature is too low.
You heard it here live. Possum gave Alvin Falcone rabies.
Baby Ruth's are the most popular candy bar in Australia. Possum can't get rabies. Possum facts.
Yeah, no. According to Google, any mammal can get rabies, but it's extremely rare for a possum.
That's right.
It is believed that their low body temperature may inhabit the virus and make it difficult for it to survive.
That's right.
I'm not a big fan of science.
As a mate who's been bitten by several rabid animals, I should know.
So you don't practice
protection for the best dumpsters is fierce, mates.
You don't practice protection then, big old possum.
Absolutely not.
Fuck yeah. Raw dog that shit.
Why do you think I got so many joeys, mate?
My man!
It's actually a different one each show. Yeah. Got a
new one, leaving that business card wherever you go. I love it. Love it.
Taking all comers.
Coming on all takers.
Oh, and yeah.
It's one of my finishes.
I think it's your finisher every time, no?
Right. It depends on the crowd, but.
I think if this matchup ever happens, you're in for a world of pain, Mr. Falcone.
Or a world of pleasure, maybe.
I'm a fan of both, so. Well,
can't go wrong with big old possum.
That's a different kind of challenge.
This poor guy took time out of his busy schedule. Now he's getting talked down to by a possum.
See, peeps.
See you later. He's outside freezing his balls off.
No. I'm saying bye to my peeps, you know.
You got Nebraska peeps now?
I got peeps in all bunch of area codes. I can't say the other word because.
The peeps. Yeah. Gotcha. Right,
it's a big old possum.
Try to keep it PG.
Hey, Ree.
Rhiannon. Which one? Handsome Kevin. That's why he's in the middle.
Which one? The one in the middle.
Happy Center Square. And then there's a possum. And then there's Alvin Falco.
And there's Alvin.
And Duke and Al. Me,
Alvin.
Hello.
She can't hear you guys.
Oh, right. She doesn't have
big old possum said, hello, mate. All right.
That sounds authentic.
He's very authentic.
What a show we have tonight.
So how long you had that title, Alvin?
Oh, that's a great question.
Everywhere.
It's February.
That's a pretty decent rain.
Mr. Falcone, I don't mean to interrupt, but boy.
Good riddance. Good riddance. Okay.
Holy shit.
Good riddance.
The fucking possum. God damn, I love that guy.
So this is my first and last time on The Shining Wizard.
Oh my God.
Sounds about right.
Wait, why? Why won't you come back, Alvin?
I hate the possum. You guys did this to me.
I mean, the idea wasn't for everybody to be on at the same time, but we're just running with it now, so.
No, I get it. I get it. But
you don't even have a. Oh, you beat Bill Williams to become the AWF champion.
Can we get Bill back on?
He sucks at trivia and he sucks at wrestling.
Yeah.
You said it, not me.
Well, I mean, you know, it's truth.
You don't have a cage match, though, so I can't look at your history, Alvin.
Okay, yeah, that kind of hurts my feelings. That, like, all these people I've beaten, they all have cage match profiles, but me, and it's...
J.J. Rogue doesn't have one, don't worry about it.
Yeah, but who do you ever beat?
Tim Boston.
Yeah, and Puerto Rican rules or whatever the hell match.
Filipino.
Nah,
you beat him twice, didn't you?
You're damn right I did.
In the same night, no?
Absolutely. Same match.
I'll roll with it.
If I can,
30 seconds. I'll be right back.
Oh, all right. Well,
take your time.
Well, see you later.
All right. Hey, I gotta get myself ready for work here. My shoot job's a night job, but just wanted to say happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
We gotta guess what Duke does for a living. You're spinning records at the fucking local radio station.
Maybe.
I fucking knew it. I knew it.
But I got my lady friend wishes the birthday boy a happy birthday as well. Just real quick, funny side note here. So she listens to our show, right? But she doesn't really get all the references we make,
right?
So she sent me a message last night asking me to come over and plow her nards. You know, that poor girl doesn't know what she's in for, but.
Sounds like you didn't know what you were in for.
I mean.
Look, it's 2023. Let's roll with it.
Yeah, I suppose. all right, you guys have a good night. I got to get out of here.
Thanks for joining. Thank you so much, man. It's
thank you very much.
Pleasure to finally put a face to the voice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're supposed to leave, not just to shut your camera off.
Oh, what the fuck?
When the headphones didn't work, Kevin, I was like, this is like every start of the Gorilla Brain special episodes. Like every episode. Right.
Well, if there's one word that describes this episode, special is definitely that word. Whew, shit.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of special.
Hey, yo.
What's up, Cripple Petey?
I was going to say, how's that haircut?
I look better with the haircut now.
I told you it happened, Al.
Yeah. Yeah, it was in the new artwork. Didn't you see that, Kevin? I wish you happy birthday, XOXO, Downtown Petey Brown.
Petey Brown, ladies and gentlemen. Petey, welcome back, brother.
What's up, everybody? And JJ.
Hey Petey, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain for a Monday night.
What are you calling from Brian Knob's butthole?
Hello? Cavern. I'm in the game room right now.
What does
that game
mean?
Is trivia. We're hanging up on you.
Why would you do that?
What's going on in the game room?
No, it just echoes. I guess I'm inside Brian Knob's butthole.
So, Petey, I know this was a little difficult because of your new hairdo and because maybe the guy, you know, whose birthday we're celebrating might be responsible for it, but I think this proves that you are a better person than the birthday boy, because you decided you were going to show up and wish him a happy birthday, even though he did some dastardly things and shaved your head and upset a man on YouTube.
This is true. Even though JJ Rogue, the JJ stands for Jag Off Twice. Gotta throw that Chris Jericho line in. But I have to give you a happy birthday wish. I hope you have a great birthday with your lovely wife that puts up with you. And I hope you had an amazing day. Because the Petey party's for everybody, even for Jag Offs.
Oh, Jesus.
That's why he's a champion of the people, Kevin.
I was going to say, as soon as you showed up, Al's shorts just got shorter.
Yeah, there was an eclipse outside.
Yeah, his desk just tilted. Take it easy, Al.
Got a shout out to Al. Al made a beautiful art piece for your birthday. It brought a tear to my eye.
I don't think it was that beautiful, buddy.
I cried.
Oh, he's right there. You're going to tell him you don't think it's beautiful? That's fucking rude.
See, this is what I have to deal with.
Yeah,
it's fucking rude as shit.
I mean, you didn't? Did you not see it there, Double T?
It doesn't matter if Al took time out of his busy day, and he drew you something from his heart and soul, and you're over there just taking a big old dump on it like Petey Brown. And can you beat that?
It's a fair comparison. Can't lie.
It is fair.
Dump City.
What games you playing in there, Petey?
Love games. The best kind of games.
By yourself, huh?
Yeah. I was gonna
you
say.
You heard the echo.
Fair point.
Hey, can you check on Stonehenge while you're there?
I thought it was in Brian Knob's asshole. Stonehenge's asshole might be a little more dense.
It's definitely a lot darker, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yes. That's the upside down.
Have you ever seen Jerry Sags' asshole?
Yes.
You? Oh!
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, God, you have. Okay. All right. Never mind. Leave that alone.
It's probably cute. He probably has a nice-looking hiney.
Cute.
Yeah.
You'd be shocked.
Am I wrong?
He doesn't look terrible for his age.
It's
right
probably
now.
Adorable, right? Yeah. Like you just want to grab it and go. Give it raspberries. you know.
Sag that ass.
Fuck, that's what happens when you're in the third stage of hell and you go back to the first stage. You're like, this is great.
Yeah.
This is where I need to be.
Can I go back to part one? Sure. Have at it. You want syrup or jelly?
Syrup.
You're like, guys, it's casual Friday every day up here. You guys haven't made it.
Goddamn Petey Brown.
This is unbelievable. Well, Petey, this is great. I love that you called in. This is fantastic.
Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, please. Thank you for celebrating Handsome Kevin's birthday and then, you know.
Nah, easy on the handsome part. Come on. Save that one for me and my new haircut.
Yeah, you're, well, I mean, you're welcome for that.
Look, Petey's looking pretty dapper. Got to be honest with you. Yeah, man. Fade no, going, it fits baby. You, bro.
I do nice work.
You know what? Maybe Handsome Kevin was onto something. You know, that's a good haircut you got there. I'm digging it.
I say, Al, now's your chance, man. You got your hero right in front of you.
What, you got the hair right here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm letting you enjoy your birthday. The next tots, I'm going to gloat over how great PD is and how kind-hearted and just a genuine person, champion of the people. Just someone to be looked up to, you know, all these things, loved by men, women, and children alike, you know, all that stuff.
Well, in fairness, at Kevin's height.
Give me high bothered, Al. Thank you.
At Kevin's height, you can't really look up to him.
Boom roasted.
Sorry, buddy.
It's all right, man. It's all right.
You can't just immediately say you're fucking sorry. Let it simmer.
Yeah, I did love the story of Tony picking him up from the airport, and he just didn't see Kevin. He was standing right outside looking for normal hot people, and nope, not seeing him. Oh, there's Kevin.
Be nice. This is his first time out of the Shire. Like, just let him have this one. Don't worry, JJ. Not all who wander are lost.
Yeah, what the fuck's a Shire?
Lord of the Rings. You're a hobbit.
See, he's bringing it back, bro. Small.
Cool.
There you go.
Deceivingly unattractive man is Handsome Kevin.
I know you're a Star Wars fan, so Ewok. That's another.
Okay, all right. Yeah, now I'm with you. Now I'm with you.
What are you, nub nub or yub yub?
Your rub nub?
That's his safe word.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad that we got to know Kevin and Al and Duke because the fucking oh, yeah is just everywhere in my life now. I use it in conversation where people have no idea what I'm saying, and it just fucking it cracks me up every time.
Every third text message from these guys is, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly how it is in the groups, too.
That's why we get nothing done.
And it has a different spelling every time.
Yes.
I've seen, oh, yeah, and oh, yeah, and oh, yeah.
Well, oh, yeah, and oh, yeah are two different things completely.
I was going to say, is it ever spelled with a U?
Yeah, always.
Okay.
It's with a U.
Is there a G in there?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes.
Okay. See, oh, yeah is, yeah, oh, yeah. But oh, yeah, that's a different animal.
That's good to know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, Petey, what do you got the night off, man?
Yeah, got the night off, hit the gym, finished watching Loki, and now I'm here wishing a happy birthday out of the kindness of my heart.
Oh, that's very kind of you. It's very kind of you. Is that, what are you wearing?
A Star Wars t-shirt.
Oh, gotcha. I thought it said the happiest scout. I don't know, VD.
I left the scouts in fourth grade before anything happened.
Okay, gotcha.
I got news for you. It was happening a long time before fourth grade, buddy.
Ah, memory flashback. No. Correct. Ding.
Oh, these nuts.
Scoutmaster John, no.
Scoutmaster John.
Hey, Scoutmaster John, Petey's here.
Oh, my. We got another call in.
Yeah, say that all the time.
In your face.
That's right.
I said, what?
said, yeah. I said, no.
I love the big package.
Jesus!
Clayton whore.
Oh. Yeah, motherfucker, yeah!
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know.
Drop City Boulevard.
Going through the soundboard right now.
Yeah, pretty much hit the next
one. Twist next. That dick!
Twist his dick!
Lucky.
Shut up! You cocksucker!
Well, you know, if you shoot for it.
There's that.
I'm here to check your plumbing, you know that. Outlandish! Is it brown?
You have AIDS.
Wait, whoa!
Pass the
take it easy!
Potatoes.
What's up, fuckers?
Yep.
Can't even see the rails anymore.
How dare you?
Fuck it.
I do a little fucky fucky.
Lick him a bowl.
I'll tell you what, everything went exactly as I planned it. So,
of course
like,
it did.
It really did, dude. I was stressing today. It was a lot of stress today.
Everything worked out well, man.
You should be very, very proud and happy.
Fuck yeah.
I'm thrilled, so I allow myself to fuck off now.
Yeah, so Kevin, this isn't about you anymore. It's about Matt.
No.
So, fuck you. No. HK, happy birthday, brother.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys. It's, that's pretty blown away. Pretty blown away from everybody, really. It's, I was not expecting anything like this. I had to read through all the notes today. I was getting prepared to watch with MLW, which I normally wouldn't fucking do.
I almost blew it in the pre-show conversation. Where like he was like, is anything? What do we even have? Like, what do we have? I've read the notes, but like, what do we even have? He said, and I was like, oh, you know, just you know, your birthday talk, and like, and that was it. And then I was like, fuck, I literally almost blew it. Like, you don't know? Like, how do you not know?
No, I had no idea, and I was worried because like I was looking back through like the text message and stuff like that, just to see if there's anything that I needed to, like banners that I needed to get done or anything like that. And I was like looking back, I was like, I don't think there's. I'm like, I'm searching for emails, going, there's got to be something else tonight. We'd usually have something there.
Yeah, there's usually either a guest or some sort of gimmick or game or something that we would do to like kill time. Even though there's a lot to talk about anyway in wrestling, which we'll get to, I'm sure, next week or maybe even another show this week. But
hey, Matt, quick question for you. What if instead of covering 5,000 matches this week, maybe we do say, oh, I don't know, one or two matches from each promotion? Because I don't know about you guys, but I feel in honor of Handsome Kevin's birthday, we got to take this bitch over the top.
Oh, baby, we're doing it.
Fuck yeah.
Hi, Molly.
They say hello.
That
the guys
was fabulous.
The guys
hi, Molly.
I was watching. This laughing. Is all. Oh, hi, thank you guys for making this probably the best day of Kevin's life, including our wedding, because I know for a fact that this might have been the best.
Wow.
It's up there.
For sure the best day of his life. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Shining Wizards, and all the wonderful guests.
Oh, sorry, I was yelling at the cat.
That was so sweet, though, what she just said. I can't undersell that.
It's my special girl. So
I don't. Now, listen.
You, Kevin.
What's that?
She's so much. She's more professional than you. Like, why don't we have her on our podcast?
Oh, take the dick out of your mouth first, though, and then you can enunciate better.
Wow.
Oh,
Jesus. Now, listen. Pick two matches from each show. We're not doing the entire, well, he beat him and he beat him.
Copy that.
Right.
Gotcha. All right.
Who's starting us off?
I guess I'll start it off here on Monday Night Raw. Damian Priest defeats Jey Uso. SmackDown LA Knight defeats Jimmy Uso. NXT Halloween Havoc Week 1. Blair Davenport defeats Gigi Dolan. Tony,
Over the top, me babe.
Handsome Kevin is quite the musician. He's known for playing the bass, but he also has a few other instruments in his repertoire, including the skin flute and the rusty trombone. But he loves nothing more than tulips on his organ.
Lucky.
Over on Dynamite, Hook and Rob Van Dam defeated the Dark Order. On Rampage, Mike Santana defeats Ortiz in a no disqualification match. And on Collision, MJF defeated Kenny Omega. Tony, take it over the top.
Avid listeners know that Handsome Kevin had his first match in Iowa. The match was so bad, it was reported that some of the folks in the crowd could hear Handsome Kevin mutter, "Man, I think Iowa this promoter is money back."
Confirmed.
You were there, Petey. You know. I think that goes to KJG, yeah?
So Impact was a highlight show, so there were no matches, as far as I know. So that wasn't indicated in the notes. So I'm going to go right to Ring of Honor, Matt. How does that make you feel? Feel good?
Great. Going to kill
me. Feels fantastic. Cat. All right, so on Ring of Honor television, as I get my notes straightened out, we had Eddie Kingston defeat Aaron Hanari, and Angelico defeats Metalik, and those other two I'm going to go with. There's a tornado tag match with Diamante Mercedes Martinez defeat Athena and Billy Stark. Tony, take me over the top.
Handsome Kevin's favorite book is the Stoic Philosophy of Seneca. In reality, the most important lesson he could have learned would have come from Tony after a night of White Castle. This too shall pass. Went a little cerebral on that one.
Yeah, that was smart. Back to no.
Yeah, you could do MLW there.
All right. Yeah, it goes right to you.
All right. In a match that I actually watched on MLW, Ichiban defeated Jesus Rodriguez with Selena De La Renta. Tony, over the top, me babe.
Well, he may not have won. Wait, let me see. I fucked this up. It's true. It's damn true. Handsome Kevin has the same amount of 5-star matches as Olympic gold hero Kurt Angle. But he did beat Tim Boston 2 more times than Kurt ever did. Sorry, I kind of fucked that up, but I think I saved it.
Listen, I fucked it up. I fucked up my results too, so you're good.
All right, who's next? I got 2 more to go.
I got NWA Samhain.
Samhain.
We'll do Pretty Empowered defeat Natalia Markova and Taylor Rising. Tony, be over the top.
A recent survey suggests that more people are born on October 5th in the United States than any other day. October 5th holds a not-so-surprising significance, as conception would have fallen on New Year's Eve. Well, since Handsome Kevin's birthday is October 28th, we can only surmise his conception was the result of 3 weeks of failed resolutions and his folks saying, "Forget this gym shit, let's fuck."
I was born multiple weeks late too, Tony. So.
You know what? Don't ruin my writing.
We'll put a bow on this with New Japan Strong Fighting Spirit. Shingo Takagi defeated Tama Tonga to become the brand new Never Openweight Champion. Tony, take it over the top.
So Handsome Kevin is 1 year older, 1 year closer to the grave, 1 more year closer to losing his strikingly good looks, but there's one thing he'll always be. Our fucking loser!
Oh, good God.
Glad you guys gave me the chance to get those in.
Wow.
So am I.
Come on. Good writing or what? Am I not a genius?
Beautiful. You're a genius, Tony.
You're up easy.
There. I don't want to blow my own horn, but toot toot.
Well, if you could, you would.
That was Arn Anderson, not Andrew Anderson. let's not bring that up again.
Right. Anderson.
Yeah. Good callback. Shit.
I guess I gotta add the fucking closing to this. No, yeah, I guess I do. All right, let's.
You don't have to.
No, we gotta do our closing. You guys,
Petey Brown, Petey, thank you for hanging out for a little while.
Thank you,
being a better man. Always, it's glad to see you're doing well after this man put you through a horrendous situation and shaved your head.
It's beautiful.
Petey's a great dude. Thank you, Petey, for everything. Really, you're a great friend, and I appreciate you very much, man.
Yeah, what's your feelings? Cut up.
What's that?
Can I get that cut up for the top intro every episode? You know?
Yes.
Al, thank you for joining us and sticking with us for so long tonight, man.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity, guys. Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you very much, y'all, man. Again, one of the best friends I could ask for.
Yeah, take the dick out of your mouth next time when you're thanking your friend.
Yeah, Al, take it out of your mouth.
No, you hump.
Oh, right. Yeah, PD, take it out of your mouth.
Not you.
Oops.
Right. Oy, oy, oy.
Who among us?
Hey, thanks, Al. Thanks, PD. Give me a second. Ooh, why does this taste like Cool Ranch Doritos? That joke was for us.
Well, thank Matt, you guys.
Thank you once again for putting this all together. Amazing job as usual.
Thank Diana, great. Dave Sullivan, Savio Vega, Eugene, Nick Dinsmore, Dr. Tom, Big Cat, Stonehenge, Al, Duke, Big Opossum, Alvin Falcone, Petey Brown, KJG, Tony, and of course the birthday boy himself, Handsome Kevin.
Thank you guys so much. This blew me away. I don't know what to say. Means a lot to me. It was, for everybody. Thank you to absolutely everybody. I mean,
I didn't really tired of hearing that.
Oh, you fucking muted him? Wow, what a fucking hand job you are.
Happy birthday, Kevin.
I thought it was funny.
I legit thought he lost his mic. It made like a weird noise. I was like, oh no, he's
well played, double
P. Yous.
That was well played. No, I just want to say thank you to everybody. I obviously, you double T, that it blew me away. Tony, KJG, Al, everybody that was on, everybody that's reached out. This has been a crazy hell of a ride. I didn't expect any of this, and it's thank you so much. It means a ton to me.
Well, it was a lot of fun to put this together. We've all done one for each other, me, Tony, and KJG, so it only felt right that we do it for you and give you the show. And it's nice to take a break from talking about what's going on in the wrestling world and kind of give you a moment and bring these guys in. David Sullivan, Savio Vega were fantastic. All your local guys, like, it's just great to see you interact with them because you always speak so highly of them. So this was a lot of fun. I had a great time. It was super fucking stressful today putting this together, but it all worked out. So I'm very happy, and I am excited to listen back because I think there's a lot of gold here.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Handsome Kevin, I hope you had a tremendous birthday, and the fact that like you think the world of what this was is amazing to me. It makes me feel so good. I'm sure it makes Matt feel good because of all the work that he did. And I'm sure it makes Tony feel good too. So this was awesome.
Handsome Kevin, you always make me feel good.
I try, buddy. Yeah. I try.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Kevin, we do have one more job for you.
Yeah.
I mean, we gotta close this show properly. So let's bring it down and get to our producers. Come on now. Where are you? Come on now. I added you to the stage. Why are you not working? Well, fuck me running. Here we go.
Run me fucking.
Wait, why did it stop? Who stopped it?
This has been a production of the Shining Wizards Network. Executive producer is Manny Kradzo. The assistant executive producer is Kathy Hummer. Our producers are Brendan Heaney, Danny Rusinello, Kate Hensler, Matt Garifo, Mike Peterson, Ryan Schlong, Thomas Copps, David Henry Bauer III, Michael Hammond, and William Mercier Jr. Special thanks to all our assistant producers as well. For everything Shining Wizards, visit ShiningWizards.com. And don't forget to listen to all the great shows of the Shining Wizards Network.
Good
birthday, Kevin.